country. They use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, for the fourth time, yes, in 2 years, let me be the first to announce the new head coach of your Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
I can guarantee 500 balls.
There you go.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Spurrier and all the Simpson team. As a gesture of goodwill, they've just sent Ken Stevens a bag of presidential pretzels.
What?
Ken Stevens, a bag of presidential pretzels. Yeah. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
His name, not to be mentioned on this show. Thank you, though, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday, January 14th.
Monday!
We love talking to you. Thank you to Alexander Graham Bell, who originated the system that we use here.
I like the way you said that. We love talking to you.
Yes. Yes. We don't like hearing from you. We like talking to you.
And we like ice cream.
Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, 202-432-1067. New York City, our second home station, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Let me say hello to the Weed Man. There's our friend Weed Whacker, Buzz Bat Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz, Mike and I have a pie in the face on the line with this whole Redskins thing. Is there a press conference happening now?
The press conference is just now getting underway at Redskins Park.
And who's there?
It appears to be Steve Spurrier.
Oh, my. No!
You're dead.
Oh, no.
Buzz, can you pot it up?
Let's listen.
Let's listen now.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Pity me for listening to the news station in town.
Read some remarks that I have prepared.
Who is that, Rob?
That's Schottenheimer.
Sorry, Schottenheimer.
Support staff for their tireless efforts.
Hey, Buzz,
Spurrier there?
Buzz, do you see Spurrier there?
Has Buzz confused Spurrier with Marty Schottenheimer, which I believe is the case.
Not yet. Schottenheimer's on camera now.
Football team, particularly over the course
of the season.
This
is the deal.
Let me tell you what I heard. That today at 11 o'clock, it was going to be Marty's press conference discussing his firing.
And I heard that at 11 o'clock today, it was going to be Spurrier named the head coach of the Redskins. And the only reason we even care about this
is because there's a pie on the line.
That there's a pie.
I mean, I know I'm going to get a pie eventually, but I'm going to be, you know, since I conceded the head shaving bet early, this one I'm going letter of the law on because I'm going to wait till, I know what a deal is in principle.
I predicted 2.5 weeks ago on the Redskins pregame show.
Right.
I predicted that Marty Schottenheimer would be fired and that Steve Spurrier would be hired as the head coach of the Redskins.
And I told you I didn't think that Spurrier would be such a fool to come here, but he is. He's coming here.
He's coming here, but
it hasn't been official yet.
But yeah, and I'm with you. Until Spurrier steps up to the microphone.
Right.
You don't have to get the pie in the face.
Rob, it'll give you a chance to get a meringue pie, a lighter pie, a gentler pie.
The first part of the prediction has come true. Schottenheimer has been fired, but really the basis of our bet was that Spurrier would be the new head coach of the Redskins.
And I would assume that Schottenheimer and Spurrier are not up on the same dais.
I don't know.
No, probably not. The Spurrier announcement's expected later this afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Another position.
Maybe before the end of today's show, then, Mike.
Well, if it's before the end of today's show, then I will take the pie.
This position.
I brought two T-shirts, and they gave me an extra T-shirt and everything.
No mistake about it. Dan Snyder and I shared exactly the same purpose.
All right, I don't want to hear that douchebag. Turn it off. It was just Marty Schottenheimer.
Martin. You know, and I was such a member of the Marty Party. Maybe it's just I didn't want to see him go.
For right now, you're off the hook. Right. Technically, Steve Spurrier has not been hired as Redskins coach yet.
Yeah, there might be a few glitches. You know, you never know.
You never know, Mike.
You never know.
But you know what? I don't think there will be.
No, I don't think there will be. Yeah. I think, you know, he ran down there to Florida. Danny gets what Danny wants. I mean, that's the way it normally works.
And Mikey gets a pie.
That's right.
That's on today's show.
Hail to the Redskins.
Who's this?
I don't know.
Victory.
Some stupid song we were sent in.
Braves on the warpath. Fight for old D.C.
It's like a headbanging version.
Wow.
You know, we got like a million of these songs.
Oh, that's terrific.
Back when the Redskins won 5 games in a row, we started getting all of the songs.
The song translates really well to rock.
And note how he uses the Larry Michael pronunciation. Redskins.
It's so bad.
Well, you're saved from the pie until Spurrier steps up.
So far, so good.
And you know, the fact that I'm taking a pie in the face will not diminish my support for the new rookie coach of the Washington Redskins.
Not at all.
All right, so...
that's good.
No pie for Mike yet. Today's show, absolutely, I mean, I know I say this a lot, but goddamn, today's show is just so jam-packed.
Wow. Absolutely.
We got to get right to it. We have to actually keep on some type of a schedule today.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
This is Jason, the millionaire guy from Brooklyn, New York. How are you?
Oh, Jason, the first guy who was the winner on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
2 years ago today, actually.
Wow. All right, happy anniversary.
Well, I got a really nice surprise in the mail over the weekend.
What's that?
Stuff Magazine, which is the February 2002 issue, and I think naked picture of Leah Remini got to me because she's on the cover.
She is so hot.
We have
on the cover of Stuff Magazine.
We have the magazine, and that's one of the reasons we're going to stick to a schedule today. Is that in our next break we are going to talk to Leah about the near nude photos of her, the appearance of what at least on the cover of Stuff Magazine.
Thank you, Stuff Magazine.
Appears to be
an areola.
Some kind of not an area. A breast job, though. I mean,
well, her breasts look as good as I've ever seen them.
Uh-huh. And
they look fantastic.
And if you bother to read the article, and I know a lot of you guys won't with the pictures, she's a dirty girl.
Is she naughty? Is she naughty in the article?
Our friend Leah Remini.
Very naughty.
Lots of talking about guys scratching their nuts. Lots of talking about how you can get a girl laid. lots of talk about, listen to this, with sex. Where's the part about that she loves to? Let me see. I'm into fantasy role-playing.
Whoa!
I want my guy to dress up and arrest me. I like talking dirty.
Oh.
I do.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right, from wholesome little Leah. Little Leah Remini.
Our pal, little innocent Leah.
I have a uniform.
She's coming on in the next break.
I think anybody that's heard
it's going to be fun.
I think anybody that's heard her on the show would not exactly describe her as innocent, but we think of her as such.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. It's Bill from Edison.
Hey, Bill. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know what I can say and not say, so I'll try to skirt around certain words.
All right.
I heard your buddy Gled the Jadder on another show this morning.
Oh, listen, he's a radiophile. We know that.
We've been aware of that for a long time.
But on this other show is the female that used to work at your radio station, if you know what I mean. And
What was he on with Leslie?
Yeah, and okay. He called himself Glenn the Body Piercer, first of all. I guess he's trying to fool all of us. And he was saying how much he missed her and called up the little bald producer at home, and it's radio hasn't been the same without her.
You know what? Listen, that's okay. We understand that with this guy. At first, I was pissed he was on the Big Bird show, and he calls all the shows at NEW. It's all right. It's what the guy lives for.
Yeah.
The guy is a radiophile, and we got our
revenge. We exacted our revenge on the show last week.
It was funny, and that's what he does. That's his thing. We understand that, and that's
the
way it's going to be.
That was the funniest thing I heard last week.
And you got to look at the pictures. I understand there will be more pictures of Glenn as he was fighting to get out of his restraints. And also lots of pictures of him actually being slapped in the face by both John and by Dan, the 400-pound guy, when they were going at him. All right, thanks for the call, my friend.
Thanks a lot, man. Good day to you guys.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye.
Good day to you, sir. What a glorious weekend it was. I love it. I love the fact that there's games on Saturday and Sunday, and it's the same deal this weekend with games on Saturday and games on Sunday, and I have no obligations to my family because they know that I'm just going to
that you're
going to
go into your cave.
I am just going to be, you know, festering in my own stink and my own body cheese watching these games. Friday night, now I don't know how I was able to pull this. Part of the deal with the fact that I was going to be incommunicado from my family for most of the weekend because of football was the fact that I was going to go out to dinner with my wife Friday night, and then we were going to go to a movie of her choice because allegedly I selected The Royal Tenenbaums.
And she didn't like that much?
No, she liked it. I hated it.
Oh, that's right. You hated it.
But technically it was my call.
You're on kind of a dry spell with movies lately.
Yeah, so she wants to go see this movie. Is it Grosvenor Park? Yeah.
Grosvenor.
All I know is that it's a
Grosvenor.
It's a period piece, and it has nothing to do with girls having their periods.
You hate those.
It's like from the 18th century,
like Remains of the Day or something.
So we go over to we went to the Big Bowl over at Reston Town Center.
Right.
The great Chinese Japanese restaurant.
It's called the Big Bowl.
That's the name of it. Everybody in the Reston area knows it.
The Big Bowl. The Big Bowl.
Big Bowl. Went there early enough to get a table, and what I did was I moped about going to the movie, but while moping, this was a fantastic job on my part. I moped while at the same time putting ahead of the feeling that says, I'm moping, but you know what? Look at me. I've got the stiff upper lip.
Right.
I'm smiling. I'm happy. I'm doing this for you.
It's the best way to do it.
I don't really want to go see this movie, but you know what? You matter this much to me.
There you go.
That I'm going to do this for you.
And also setting the table so you would not catch a lot of grief about the rest of your weekend, which would be basically spent in your cave watching football.
And then what happens is, the beautiful thing, about 10 minutes before the movie's going to start, we get in the bill and she says, you know what? You really don't want to go see this movie, do you? I said, no, but you know what? I'm here for you. You are the reason. I do what I do. I do it for you.
And did you point your fingers like you're doing right now?
I point right. I say, you, baby. You're the reason. And then the clouds parted.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? You don't have to go to the movie.
No movie.
You don't have to go. So I got out of seeing goddamn Grosvenor Park or whatever it was.
Grosvenor.
So that was a great start to the weekend.
That's good.
I have no complaints about my weekend. I was able to watch football, also mix in some time with my family. Was able to go to the health club yesterday and attempt to play basketball against my son, who incidentally is now, we've clocked him, we've measured him, 6'1".
Wow. Whoa!
He's 6'1".
Whoa! Wow.
I, as you know, am 5'11" on a good day.
Well, his maternal grandfather is tall, right? Les is tall.
Les is tall, and also Frida's brother's Doug is 6'7".
Oh, my goodness.
So he's got some of that genealogy happening.
Well, there you go.
And we get to the health club yesterday morning, and we're going to play a little one-on-one.
He's 6'1". He's going to be killing you.
He's 6'1", and now, you know, I mean, look at me. I please, first off, look at me. Look at me. I you know, me and Kevin James in a basketball game would be a highly contested match.
Look at me.
So now I've got my son who, you know, it has been a while since we've really, really seriously played. I mean, we goof around all the time, but we were going to play seriously. Mm-hmm. Here's what he did to me. First off, he's got this move where we're down underneath the basket, and he dribbles the ball between my legs.
Oh. Right.
I'm standing there like an idiot guarding him. He dribbles the ball. He bounces it between my legs. I turn and go, huh? Meanwhile, the ball's going through my legs. He goes up for the layup.
Right.
Oh. The first game, we play to 11.
Yes.
The first game, he won 11-4. The second game, he won 11-5. The third game, which was closer.
Right.
It was 11-7. But the third game is where he inflicted the most damage. And this is very embarrassing because we're at this health club that we belong to. The basketball court is right in the middle of the thing. And you have people on the running tracks above you watching you.
Right.
Oh. You got all the people on the life cycles and stuff that are watching. What he does is he's behind the three-point line. And I swear to God, he did. Now, my son is not a world-class athlete, mm-hmm. okay? He's a normal kid. Mm-hmm. But I am, like, the worst athlete in the world. And he's just been pounding my ass for an hour on this. He's just been beating the hell out of me. And he says, hey, Dad, watch this. And he's behind the three-point line. He puts his left hand over his eyes.
Oh, no.
And with his right hand, he just throws it up. And it goes through for a three-pointer.
Amazing.
For a three-pointer. And so, now, and at this point, some people in the gymnasium, they're giving him some of this.
Right, like right.
They're clapping at my sure. kid, at the way my kid's killing
him. It's a hell of a shot.
They're clapping. So then I get the ball. He, of course, he steals the ball from me. He goes back. He goes even further back. This is like 5 feet behind the three-point line. And he does it underhand. Underhand. And makes another three-pointer.
Wow.
It was just absolutely...
He's embarrassing you.
Friggin' humiliating.
Right.
I don't know. Our days of playing basketball together may be over.
No, you'll love it. Come on now.
No, they,
play the year 80.
They may be over because he's bigger than me now. He's stronger than
me.
He
will always beat you.
He has the gift of I am uncoordinated. Frida is very coordinated.
He's got more growing to do also,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Yes, he
wow.
does.
He'll be 6'3", 6'2", 6'3".
He's turning out to be a big old lurch. And, he's wearing his stocking cap inside. And
it's got to be very weird to look up to him now. I mean, to actually
yes, I know.
Try to very discipline weird. Him and look up at him.
I know it.
That's
so
weird.
So, but even that was great. The whole weekend was great. The only... And Frieda and I... let me see. Well, I can't call her right now. Because right now at our house, my wife is such a... Whatever the current fad is she's into it. I don't know the word to describe this. There was an article in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago about some dick that comes to your house and trains your dogs and videotapes him training your dogs like in a half-hour session. And then what you're supposed to do is you watch the videotape with your dogs. Yeah, I agree, Mike. Mike could be the J.O. side.
My God.
And you watch this guy, you watch him and how he trained, because you know we got the new dog now.
Right? Yeah.
And you watch him train the dogs, and then what you do is you watch the videotape with the dogs after the guy leaves.
Oh, right. Come on.
To like reinforce.
It's like a dog psychologist.
I know, and I can't call now because the guy is there right now.
Oh.
The guy.
You watched, wait a minute. You watched the videotape with your dogs?
That's the way I understand it.
You're kidding me. So you have to get the dog to sit down and watch television?
That's the way it was explained to me.
Oh, my God.
I could be wrong, but that's the way it was explained to me.
And I'm sure this is a very, this is not a costly procedure, is it?
No, it's not cheap.
Hello?
Hey, sweetie, is the, our phone is a mess.
I can't even hear you on the phone.
Is the dog guy there?
No, he's running a couple of minutes late.
Oh, great. I'll call you back on the other line.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hold on.
For only $10,000, we'll come to your house for a half an hour, train your dog, and then the dog and you can watch the video.
I got to call the phone company today.
I know that. Line number one is on the fritz.
Yikes.
Hey, listen.
You don't watch the thing with your dog, Dopey.
So you don't watch... Well,
no.
Then why do you get the videotape?
You can show your idiot husband who thinks you watch a video with your dog.
Well, now, I read the article in the newspaper, and I believe that's what it said in the newspaper.
Really, I love you to death, but a bright man you're not. You don't want, it's not to watch with your dog.
Okay, but what is the point of having a guy come out for a half hour?
It's he comes out, he goes over the lessons with you, and so instead of trying to remember, you can see him work with the dogs and remember how to do it, and you can show your other family members how they should be working with the dog.
You know what, I'm gonna bring the article in tomorrow because I'm positive in the article that was in the Washington Post a couple of weeks ago, there's a paragraph that says not only watch with friends and family, but watch with the animals to reinforce the message that the guy has given.
Well,
them.
That could have been the author of the article writing that. And I know you hold the Post in such high regard that you think they never write anything incorrectly, but that's not what it's for.
Hmm. Okay, but I'm telling you, I read that you're supposed to watch the videotape with your dog.
You
that's
know what?
Pretty
I
funny.
Saved that article, and I'll look for that, but because I didn't get that from the article.
Okay, all right. So that's the number one nutty tangent she's on is having the new dog trainer come over where we got to videotape it and everything
that's
else.
Nutty if you're not watching them with your dogs. Now, on your own behalf, when I was cleaning out some old videotapes, we do have a videotape for your dogs. I mean, we happen to have one of those, which is like dogs on TV going by fire hydrants and stuff. But
that's not what this is. The other nutty thing that we did this weekend was... You know, I think I've told you, my wife has toyed with the idea of joining the Church of Scientology.
I don't want you to say that because I don't know anything about it.
Joining that church.
Well, yeah, Mike's holding up the picture of Leah.
Yeah.
And here's her rationale for why she's thinking about being a Scientologist. Well, because, you know, the celebrities that are Scientologists... Well, you never hear any bad things about them, like John Travolta. And let me just point out to you, honey, that Michael Jackson is a Scientologist.
Oh, I know he's kooky. I mean, but I just was reading about, you know, I've read about Buddhism and I've read about all different kinds of religions, and I just don't know why that has the bad rap. And I was just curious.
So well, Tom Cruise kind of was in the ringer for a good part of this.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I mean, I don't see what problems Tom Cruise. I don't know him obviously, but he seems to have not. I don't know anything about his situation
except for effing over his wives.
Huh?
Except for effing over his two wives.
Yeah, I don't know that he's effed them over. I mean, and to give him some his props. You don't hear him saying bad things about anybody in the media. I mean, it would be easy for him to defend himself by saying she did this or she did that.
She's nuts.
Sure or not, you don't hear that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to worship a science fiction author, honey. I mean, because that's what the religion's based on, is the guy L. Ron Hubbard.
I don't think they worship him. I'm not sure. I think he did, you know, found the church, but I don't think he's God.
Well, Buzz, do you know anything about Scientology?
No more than anybody else in this room.
All right, listen, here's the point on this. That yesterday, right before the Packers game, Frieda's on the internet and she is taking a test for to see if you can be a good Scientologist.
No, it's not to see if you'd be a good one, just to see what your problems were or whatever.
Okay, so,
right, on their website.
It's a 200-question test.
Cool.
And you're supposed to answer.
I want to take it.
Well, we can't do it on the air because it takes, I mean, my God, it takes two. Wait.
You would hope you didn't have the results my husband had after he took it.
So are they long answers? Is that what
it
is?
No. It's just that there are 200 questions, and you're supposed to answer as you feel right now, and you either answer yes, no, or question mark,
or
which
maybe.
Means sometimes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the questions were rather easy, like, you know, do you treat animals humanely?
Right.
That was an easy one for me. Some of them were like, you know, are you for parole for prisoners? Well, yes, I'm for parole for prisoners. Some of them, and this I know is where my wife and I parted ways, it was like, you know, do you think people hate you? Well, yes, I know there are some people who hate me, so I put yes. Do you wish bad things on the people who hate you? And again, I push yes. You know, I push yes. So what you do is you answer these 200 questions, varying questions on all types of things, and then what they do is they give you a chart that shows you your good areas and your bad areas.
Wow.
So my wife takes the test, and we're looking at her chart, and as I recall, the only area that you scored poorly in was...
I have something in common with your wife, Mike. It seems I'm a little critical.
Oh, really?
that she's critical. So
I've never heard you be critical.
But I've got a lot to criticize.
So I said to her, hey, you know what, let me take it, just for snicks.
Sure.
Let me take it. I'll fly through this thing before the kickoff. So I fly through it, and I'm answering the questions, answering them honestly, even the questions that make me appear to be a jerk, which in a lot of cases I am. And my results come back, and let me just say that the only... I only scored positive in three categories out of like 10 categories.
Wait a minute, hold on, and I'll pick up the thing. I printed out my chart. I'll tell you where you scored bad. Hold on.
Oh, God. She's gleefully going to the chart right
happy
now.
To yeah, do that. Now keep in mind,
does this tell you whether the church would be good for you or bad for you?
First
or
off, they'll take you either way.
Okay.
I think you scored. You were unstable, depressed, nervous, but on the bright side, you were certain and active and aggressive, but then you sunk back down again when it came to irresponsible, critical, lack of accord, and withdrawn. So,
well, wow. You know, and a lot of the questions are, like, if you walk into a room of strangers, will you approach the strangers?
So your only good things were that you were certain and active.
Or you could say I'm an a-hole. You can't say A-S-S and then that word.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure that they just had to delete you out.
Oh. That's a bad mark again, Sam. Sorry.
Oh,
well, that's
my God.
Part. That's
wow.
Part of me being critical.
Right, so say it again, what you just said, without saying the actual word.
I said, you're a giant a-hole, according to this test, but you're certain of it, and aggressively certain.
And now, what did it say about you?
It said, I'm stable, happy, composed, certain, active, aggressive, my only thing was I'm not appreciative.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm responsible, and I'm all the good things except for that. I'm just a little bit critical, and I'm very much unappreciative.
Very much. I would agree with that.
But if you lived with a giant a-hole, you'd be critical and unappreciative.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, that's how we spent part of our weekend, was taking this stupid Scientology test.
I'd take a gander at that test.
You know what? Hey, honey, email the link to Mike and Buzz.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And let them take it and come in tomorrow and tell us what the results are.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. You'll see it. Just go to www.scientology.com.
Okay. That's exactly what I'll do.
All right, sweetie.
All right.
So that was our weekend in a nutshell. That's what we did. We took the stupid test, and then I had to wake up this morning and hear my wife. Who was the actor you dreamed about?
Oh yeah, that was Oogie. It was almost child porn in my dream last night. It was Josh Hartnett, and he was like half my age, and
honey, he is more than half your age.
I know.
And my wife told me that.
Don't say anything that makes me really sound perverse.
No. I'm going to tell the truth. She said, "Well, my dream was I didn't really have sex with him, but I was." Relieving him.
I did relieve.
Oh, my.
She's a good older woman.
Wow.
And yeah, and my dreams are not sugar-coated.
You see all the
evidence and everything. I don't have pretty dreams sometimes.
Oh, God. So you were leaving him with your hand?
Well, yeah. I'd like to
order some of that.
Well, if you were, however, 21 and looked like Josh Hartnett, you'd have no problem.
Oh, all right, sweetie.
All right, goodbye.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too. Be prepared to watch a good movie when you come home tonight.
Oh, the dumb video
thing. And the dog.
The dumb video. Oh. All right, goodbye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
See you later.
What a woman.
Jeez. What a woman. So we take this, the dumb Scientology test, and I say, well, of course I scored poorly in a lot of these categories because I answered honestly.
Right.
I mean, it was like, you know, are there people that you dislike? Yes. Do you wish bad things on the people that you dislike? Yes. Have you gossiped about people? Yes. If you hear something bad about someone else that you are told in confidence, will you tell someone? Yes.
I'm sorry. I would. I do.
That's me.
So you answered it honestly.
So I don't make a good Scientologist, I guess. That's it. And then, of course, I guess later I can talk about the Chamber TV show, which to me it looks just like The Chair.
Yeah, it's similar.
Which is coming on tomorrow night, which looks dumb. I know we got a break. Mike, I know that you did have a report on the weekend, though.
Yes.
That I know you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, slightly disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A great night turned into a bit of a weird night that was, well, let me give you a business card.
Okay.
I'll just get into my wallet right here.
The setup on this is that Mike's band played.
Right. Yeah, the good news is that we had a great crowd at Sully's out in Chantilly, and we really, I want to thank everybody that came out. I was really psyched, and, you know, I was just feeling really good until the very end of the evening when a person approached me. And this individual was very, very mellow, And he came up to me. There's the business card right there. And
tell it like you told me last night. We talked last night.
All right. Tom Gavin was there Saturday night.
Oh, no.
And
this is not about Tom Gavin, though.
It is a little bit, because Tom Gavin was when I came out. My wife got there early with me at this joint, Sully's, and I went out. And we were setting up all the equipment, and I looked, and Tom Gavin was standing directly in back of my wife, just kind of sitting there going. So I had to have a real serious talk with Tom about where I wanted him to sit, where I didn't. And he didn't listen, because halfway through the gig, Tom was standing in the center of the dance floor when nobody was dancing. The dance floor cleared when he got up there, and he was standing in the middle of the dance floor with his cane on his head. Ooh. Just going back and forth.
He's your man.
But it was a good time. A good time was had by all. And at the very end, we're all feeling good about the gig. It was lots of fun. And this guy comes up to me out of the crowd. Well, there was no crowd. Everybody had left. It was it was 1:45, 10 of 2 in the morning. It was very late, and the bar was empty. And he comes walking up to me, and he says, hey, listen, I just want to see your band. He's wearing a ski cap, and he's wearing tiny little, like, clear sunglasses, almost like orange-tinted sunglasses.
And what else about this fellow was interesting?
Well, I'll tell you in a second, because he said to me, he said, I really thought that the band was really tight. I just want to say, you really, that was a lot of fun, and I had a great time tonight. And then halfway through, he says, you don't know who I am, do you? And at that very moment, I looked at this guy, and it was Lewis the Retard. But the thing was, the reason I didn't recognize Lewis is not only did he have his ski cap on and all this and this vest, but it looked to me like Lewis had gained about 60 pounds.
Wow.
You remember skinny Craig Coleman?
Yeah.
So he's fat now. He's fat. He's not, like, super obese fat, but he is not skinny Craig anymore. He's a fat guy. Like, I don't know what he's done or whether he's taking steroids or something like this, but he looked. And then, he said, yeah, how you doing? And so, he's always frightened me. He has always scared me. So I shake his hand. I'm like,
he's not coming on the show, incidentally.
Oh, right. Good.
He's not coming on the show.
So I said, hello, Lewis. How's it going? And then he proceeded to go back there with nobody in the bar and go back and sit down as we're taking our equipment apart and stare. And I looked over there a couple of times, and then one of the managers comes up, and this is the time where, when it's all over, you're tired, you want to get the hell out of there, want to get the equipment loaded up, you want to go home. And one of the waitresses or manager comes up to me and says, there's a gentleman that wants to speak to you. This is after I've already spoken to him. So I go back over, and he's like, hey, listen, can I ask you a favor? Can you give my business card to some people, that might be interested in, is it a mortgage company or something like that he works for right now?
Yeah.
And it was
Craig Colvin, mortgage banker.
Wow.
He was Lewis the Retard, mortgage banker.
He scared me just because of the way, first of all, I've never seen him look anything like that. And he was bigger than I've ever seen him. And he was disturbing. He sat there and kind of was like, I don't know if he'd had a few cocktails or what the deal. But you know how he gets that mellow Lewis?
Yeah.
That mellow Lewis is just scary.
Yeah, I mean, beyond scary.
Yeah, the other one's fine.
Like, really freaky. And, there's no Lewis.
Yeah.
That,
no.
Right.
The other one is crazy. The one that screams and yells.
Yeah.
But the other one is spookier. Low-key Lewis.
Yeah. Really low-key, mellow, staring Lewis the whole time. And then, I think I went out to the trailer, came back, and he was gone. But it was just, I was looking over my shoulder anyway. It was very, very strange.
Mike, the current role of Lewis the Retard in the show is being played by Glenn the Janitor, who is on the telephone now.
I'm not nearly as scared of Glenn as I was. A little bit, though.
Yeah.
Glenn is scary.
It's healthy.
What, Glenn?
Hey, listen, that's really nice to hear. It scares me. I just wanted to tell you, man, my arms and my back have just recovered for the first time this morning.
Okay, great.
Literally needed a massage.
All right.
Listen, that guy who called in and said I was on a different radio show, I didn't go flattering on how much I loved the show, and radio wasn't the same. Actually, I goofed on them.
Don't listen. You know what, Glenn? We're past that. We know you're a radiophile.
No, I'm a radiophile. That's for sure. But
that's fine. We can accept that.
Who am I listening to right now?
There you go.
I love you. It's the Don and Mike show.
Goodbye.
We can deal with that. Hello, Dan, the 400-pound man from New York. Dan.
Let me get my gun.
son, let me shoot him now. Please, let me shoot. Give me your blessing and let me shoot him now. And I would like to thank you guys, radio gods, for extracting vengeance on him last Thursday.
This is Dan, the guy who slapped him and also tried to give him the stink face.
Very good, very good.
Dan, when Dan pulled down his pants and put his giant 400-pound buttocks in Glenn's face. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don, you're such a pansy. Frida Slam dunked you, not Bart, this weekend. She got you bad.
Why?
Oh, on the radio? Oh, on the telephone?
You mean right now?
Yeah. She was all over you.
She's all over me all the time.
Oh, right? No. Worse than ever.
Worse than ever. All right.
Worse than ever.
Okay, thanks, friend. Bye-bye.
Now, happy marriage.
On the quiz.
Hey, I do have a happy marriage, douchebag.
Happy marriage.
On the quiz, would this be one of the guys you'd want to see bad things happen to?
Yeah.
No. But Bart slam dunked you, but she finished you off.
She finished me off. Okay, how long have you been married?
Oh, I'm out. Two down.
All right, well, I'm working on my, we're going on the 21st year, so F you.
I'm two down, but I'm happy, man. I'm having a good time.
You're single now?
Yes.
I'm happy, and I'm having a good time, too.
I'm happy, having a great time, man. You know, love listening to you guys.
Do you have children?
Yes, one.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, he's a joy, and he's mine. I won him in the custody battle.
All right. Sure you did.
No, I did. I really did.
Sure you did.
No, I know it don't happen very much in Maryland, but it
don't happen?
No, it don't happen very much.
I know it don't.
I guess
the judge wasn't judging you on grammar.
Well, he I think he judged me on merit.
On merit?
Yes.
Really?
All right, goodbye.
Oh, well, but happy marriage to you.
I do have a happy marriage.
I guess that's what happens when you marry a junkie.
No, it's okay. Frida handled you well. She's the only one that really can.
So you had a pretty lengthy custody battle?
Oh, it was horrible.
Really?
It was horrible. But okay. The state of Maryland did the right thing.
They sure did.
Well, I bet you were a real gem to live with.
Oh, no. I tried my best.
Okay, goodbye.
No, I'm serious, guys. I tried my best.
I believe you.
Tried your best. Gotcha.
Yeah. You sound like you might still have some issues.
Of course. Don't we all?
Yes, I can tell you about that. How old is the child?
He's 5 and a half.
Oh, boy.
5 and a half.
5 and a half. She was Korean, so he's half Korean.
He's tied up in the basement right now.
No. He's in school. Come on.
From Korea?
She was, yes, but he was born in the States.
So you were in the military?
No, I wasn't. Met her over here.
Mail order?
No, she was a nurse up at Johns Hopkins.
Really?
Yeah, very nice lady, but just things didn't work out. Hey, you both know exactly how that goes.
Well, neither one of us familiar really with a custody battle.
No, the custody thing. The custody thing does make it tough.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. We've both been divorced, but the thing is, the second time around, we both managed to... I'll speak for myself here. Hold it together.
I'm still holding it together.
It's tough. You got it.
You can speak for both of us right now.
It is tough. But Frida, man, she really knows how to handle you. Oof. It's just a beauty to watch.
Are you a new listener, sir?
That's right. You're right. She's been handling him for years.
Okay, all right.
I know why Mike doesn't bring his lovely bride in and let her talk.
Is it my turn now?
I can turn.
Yeah, go ahead, turn.
I turn with the best of them.
You sound like you have some problems, sir.
Well,
frankly, you sound like you are very angry.
Aren't we all?
He's caffeinated.
I don't know whether we all are. I'm medicated. I'm not nearly as angry as I used to be.
Yeah, could you hook me up, man? Can I get a couple extra?
I'll tell you right now, I think I'd take half a bottle if I were you.
Well, I think Buzz might have some stuff in his...
All right, now, Job, we got to go talk to Leah Remini.
Buzz might have some stuff for me.
We got to run, sir.
Not for you.
Bye, Buzz. Love you.
Goodbye.
Hey, Buzz, by the way, I'm going to bring that monkey down with the hot chocolate one day.
Right.
All right, goodbye.
Serious?
Still waiting.
Bye-bye.
I'll come down.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
We have to go, sir.
Yeah, the chocolate and
gotta
the monkey.
Goodbye.
The chocolate, the monkey.
Goodbye.
Good day to you, sir.
And I'll bring him down just for Buzz.
Mm. If anyone from the Church of Scientology is listening right now, I wish this guy was dead.
For Buzz.
Okay?
Just for Buzz.
An awful death.
And
I mean, like the worst death.
Monkeys.
Yeah. Like catching on fire and burning very slowly.
It's just the one of those little monkeys. I bring him down, he licks the chocolate.
Or maybe being hit by a bus.
Yeah.
And then dragged.
Then Frida could slam Dunkie again.
How about hit by a train?
Too fast, Mike.
How about hit by, but not really hit by the train? How about he just gets caught on the side of the train?
Dragged
for like 60 miles.
I'll go with it.
100
yards. Like, and by the time they get to him, he doesn't have any legs left.
But he's still clinging to life.
He's barely clinging, and then, you know, the train.
Hey, I love you guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's a love affair we have going on with our audience.
It sure is, John.
It's a long, long-running love affair we have. Right here. You see, a guy like that, that's why I failed the Scientology test. That's why I could never be a Scientologist.
Yeah, well, but we don't know anything about that religion. You know, really don't.
Sure we do. It's for nuts.
I don't think it has anything to do, though, with you wishing ill on people if they take everybody.
Well, no, oh, and listen, they do take everybody if you pay your money.
Ah.
That was the other part of it. That
isn't how much you pay to the church based on how much you earn also?
I don't know. I do know that if you wanted to go down and discuss your results of the test,
yeah,
at the Scientology Church downtown, they charge you $500.
Wow. F that.
Right. I don't need somebody to pay me $500 to tell me I'm an a-hole.
A price,
gotta,
yeah.
My wife does it all the time for free.
Well, I got a guy. I pay, $70 for a half an hour.
Okay, listen, we got a break. Be call 100 right now. You know the phone numbers. We have a prize package selected especially for you, and then when we come back.
It was over 200 for the initial evaluation.
Yeah. The glorious cover girl from Stuff Magazine.
Look at that pretty lady.
Our friend, the nasty little Leah coming right up on the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My sack doesn't work. My sack doesn't work.
Your source for hot gay action. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is.
Yeah.
That'll be one of the last times you hear the old numbers. We've got a new crop of them.
Good.
And you'll be glad to know, Mike, that involved in the writing meeting this time was not only myself and Rob.
Yes.
But we've also got, how many, is it one from Joe or more than one?
One or two, yeah.
Maybe one or two from Slow Joe Artinger.
Well, that's good. That's wonderful that the pecking order is moving in that direction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, he had a couple of funny ideas for bumpers.
Joe is a walking, talking comedian.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what caller am I?
Number 100. What's your name, my friend?
Rich.
Hey, hi, Rich. Where are you from?
Chittenden Falls, New Jersey.
My friend, you won the Blockbuster Game Pass. Head to your local Blockbuster store today to get your Blockbuster Game Pass. It gives you a game rental a day for 30 days for only $29, but you get it for free from Blockbuster Video. Thank you for listening.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hold on a second. And, Mike, you'll be glad to know in the new set of bumpers,
yes.
minimum damage on you.
Oh, good. That's good to know. That's good.
We decided to go easy on you.
On the Paxil?
There's one Paxil.
Well, that's nice of you guys.
One Paxil.
That, you guys are real buddies.
Here's what it is. A most Paxilent program.
Oh, that's it?
The Don and Mike Show.
John,
yeah, you know what? We could have gone. I mean, we had quite a few.
I'm sure you had a few ideas.
We had quite a few that we thought, you know, no.
Right. Yeah.
Don't think
too
so.
Too cruel?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, like...
I'm surprised at that behavior. I always thought on this show, the crueler the better.
No, I'll tell you later about it, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
That must have been nasty.
No, it's just some like, you know, how many months until his, you know... It,
yeah, oh, yeah, that. Oh, that's
until his
good.
Wife leaves him.
Right.
Stuff
who came
like
up
that.
With that idea?
Guilty.
All right, good.
Sorry.
All
right. And then the group got together to discuss the fact...
The group? You mean you, Rob, and Joe now? Is that the writing group?
No, that'd be just Rob and I.
Oh, very good. Okay.
About completion.
Ah, yes.
And we ended up... We do have a completion one, but it doesn't mention you by name.
Not by name.
Right.
Not by name.
It might not be accurate anyway.
Really?
Oh, really? You turned a corner?
Yeah, this weekend. Congratulations. Hey, by myself, unfortunately.
Hey, well, that's okay.
Yeah, but I was
who cares?
Testing. I was testing, and now I'm still scared to approach my wife. But I'm going to try maybe this
you
week.
You should test with these pictures. Hey, Leah?
Yeah?
Let me.
Oh, baby!
Let me play her in now.
Wow. Right, here she comes out. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens.
I love her.
Here's Leah Remini.
Here she is, everybody, featured tonight on the CBS hit comedy King of Queens, our only friend in show business, Leah Remini.
And looking as absolutely phenomenally drop-dead, hot, gorgeous as I've ever seen her in any publication anywhere.
You dirty...
Oh, my God.
You dirty birdie.
You are turbo hot.
You little... and. Listen, I mean that. Now, don't be mad when I say this.
All right.
Because I say this with love, and I swear I say this with affection.
Okay.
You dirty little slut.
I'm a dirty little girl.
You, the anyone out there who has not purchased the new edition of Stuff magazine.
It features the beautiful Leah Remini on the cover.
She's posing topless with her boobs pushed against a wall in one picture.
That is my favorite picture right there.
I think that's my favorite. And the leather pants I like.
Yeah, the leather pants are hot, too.
Leather pants, and then they've got her, like, in a bird cage.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one where she's wearing, like, a tropical outfit that's got a tie skirt on it. I mean, it's
her
ties.
Tarzan. Meet Tarzan. You, James.
You know what? That's a necklace, actually.
Oh, well, it's untied.
Very hot.
But,
you know, the cover photo is also pretty damn strong.
Yeah, now, let me ask you something seriously. Did they augment your boobs for the cover of Stuff magazine?
No, you push them up or you get, like, gels that go underneath your boobs.
All right, okay. But,
yeah, I know. It looks like I have fake boobs. They look good, huh?
The boobs look fantastic.
I said to Mike, it looked like you maybe had something done.
I wish they really looked like that.
Now, did you do that yourself, or did you have, like, a boob consultant?
I had a girl helping me putting the gels in.
The girl that probably, like, works with all the cover models and the models that appear in that magazine, right?
Well, she's a stylist. She works for different magazines.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, you look so hot. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Man, oh, man.
This is serious. You know what? It's very... And this is a big compliment.
I asked Charlie last night, are they
going to
bust my balls or did they like the
picture? No. It's J.O. material, and it's very...
Oh, absolutely.
It's very rare that you can get your jerk on to pictures of a girl wearing clothes.
Clothes, right.
But
right.
It's J.O. material.
Quite a compliment. That's a compliment. Thank you.
And if you bother to read the article, which I did...
Uh-huh.
What did you think of the article?
Well, it was... You are honest...
All right.
There's a lot of, let me see, Mike, now listen, this is why, you read the article, you know with it, of course, you and I have never had a chance with Leah.
Right, exactly.
But in the back of our minds...
There's always been, and now much more so, the fantasy will live far more than it has in the
past.
Here's
what she thinks.
It was on.
Oh, my God.
It says, here's the question for Leah. Do you have any favorite stops along the male anatomy tour?
Oh, wow.
And she says, well, there's the obvious part. Which is, frankly, the only reason we keep you around.
Wow.
When you see a man in a robe and it's exposed,
yeah,
it's very, very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Exposed? What else do you find sexy?
No. I'm talking about the neck part, like the muscle right by the neck.
Right, sure you are. Then she writes, she answers that she likes cleanliness, cologne, genuineness, attentiveness, integrity. Compliments that come out of nowhere are sexy. And, Mike, here's where you and I are absolutely SOL.
Really?
I love a man in a suit.
Yep.
Men should stay clothed, even if they have nice bodies. But now here's the part I love about it.
You mean you like guys to dress up?
Love it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to remember that if our paths cross again. I'm buying new suits today.
I'm not into fantasy role-playing, but I want my guy to dress up and arrest me. And I like talking dirty. I do.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You say you like a man in a suit. Would that include a clown suit?
No.
All right,
just checking.
Here's another one that kills us.
A lawsuit, Armani suit, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Here's another answer that kills us from Stuff Magazine.
Hazmat suit.
What turns you off? Men who wear big socks and high tops.
Shut up. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Leah, I'm reading the article. It says...
Oh. What turns me off or on?
What turns you off?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Men who wear big socks and high tops.
Bad.
Men should not wear sneakers unless they're going to work out.
That's
and
right.
Buzz.
Oh, no. Like, Leah, when we came out to see, I think we were all wearing, like, big floppy sneakers.
And big socks.
Oh.
And, Buzz, you're going to enjoy this, Leah.
And also, what's out working socks? Like, any kind of sandal is not good.
Right. She also, Rob, she's just basically named Rob's footwear for the entire year.
And Buzz, you're gonna hold on, Buzz, you're gonna like this.
What do you got?
Oh no, this turns her off.
Okay.
Men who forego underwear.
Don't like it.
You got to know what's going on down there.
Yeah, I agree. No, I am not. I wear underwear. I'm wearing two layers of underwear today.
Let me see.
Good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Good boy. Little mystery is good. You know,
right.
They take off their clothes and that's it's just there. That's
right. I am wearing two layers of underwear and a prosthetic penis today.
Let me see.
Good boy.
There you go.
They ask a question. Why do women spend most of their lives in the restroom?
Right.
And Leah says there's a lot going in, a lot involved in going to the bathroom for women. You guys just whip out your D, and then you may or may not wash your hands.
That's right.
Do you find men to be as meticulous as women are? Why do men need to scratch their balls in front of women while they watch SportsCenter?
Right.
Why? That hand is eventually going to get to me.
Right.
Every time I've started a relationship, I think, this one's not a ball scratcher. He's different. But
right.
All of them turn out to be ball scratchers.
Always.
Big time.
Always.
You guys save the cologne wearing and the nice part for strangers, but we get the ball scratching at home.
That's true.
Man, I'm funny.
You are funny. Hot and funny.
Let me see.
Now, why don't you answer that question for me? Like, when you first met your wife, you weren't scratching your balls.
Of course.
Why does it eventually happen?
Because everybody's phony at first,
and
Leah.
It's not a question of not scratching the balls when we first meet somebody. We hide the scratching.
Right.
We'll turn around and scratch, like, right. At an opportune moment. And then later on, it's just more of a comfort level.
And believe me, we do the same thing. You know, we have a presentation that we put forth in the beginning, and eventually that goes away.
Hold
on. So, I mean, I listen, it's on the other side as well. So I'm not just saying men do this.
Yeah, it's mutual.
Hold on, I want to.
Women don't scratch their things, but, you know, we do others.
Were you forced to go to the People's Choice Awards last night?
No, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go.
Why?
I think it's bull that we're not nominated for anything, yet shows that are canceled are nominated.
Yeah, and that award show, that award show could not. I mean,
Sports 1140, KHTK Sacramento, an Infinity Broadcasting Station.
Stop driving without insurance. It's against the law, and you could lose your driver's license. Call Citizens Insurance right now, 791-4033. That's 791-4033. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Are you driving without auto insurance because you think you can't afford it? Call Citizens Insurance right now, 791-4033. That's 791-4033. Did your insurance get canceled because of tickets, accidents, or DUI? Then call Citizens Insurance, 791-4033. I know there are hundreds of insurance companies in the Yellow Pages, and you don't have time to shop them all for the best deal. Citizens Insurance has already done the shopping for you. Get insured or stop paying too much for auto insurance right now. Call us at Citizens Insurance Company of Roseville. We're offering some of the best coverage and most competitive rates ever. Call right now and get insured or see how much you can save on your car or motorcycle insurance. 791-4033. That's 791-4033. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Citizens Insurance. On the web at citizensinsurancecalifornia.com. Call us right now. 791-4033. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. We've got you covered.
Want some smack in the midday? Jump into the jungle. The Jim Rome Show.
It's a good thing that punch didn't land. You know, Shaq's not wired that way. I'm sure that he's glad the punch didn't land. I guarantee it. He just snapped. But he could have exploded this guy's head. He could have killed Brad Miller. And I'm not using that as an expression. It could have been that bad.
The Jim Rome Show. Weekdays at 9 after the Rise Guys. Only on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Here's an unbelievable offer from Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Are you ready? $89 per room. I told you it was unbelievable. Room rates as low as $89 per room. Sunday through Thursday at Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Oh, yeah. You've got to get to Harrah's right now. $89 per room. Top name entertainment. Award-winning dining and 24-hour casino action. Call 1-800-HARRIS. Offer expires February 28th.
You know you got to get to Harrah's. Oh, yeah.
Stay a lot longer. Harvey's Lake Tahoe is offering room rates as low as $69 per room, Sunday through Thursday. Just $69. And you'll stay at one of the lake's premier resort hotels. Harvey's, 24-hour casino action, gourmet dining, show-stopping entertainment. It's Harvey's Lake Tahoe. Call 1-800-HARVEY'S. Offer expires February 28th.
Bad taste without compromise. The Don and Mike Show. Weekdays, noon to 4, only on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Very nice.
Really?
Just a...
It's okay. You gotta be sporty once in a while.
Just a beautiful woman.
Never seen your hair look better.
I also want to tell you that in the Entertainment Tonight, or Entertainment Weekly, year-end issue...
Yeah.
Now listen to this.
This is a total stroke call right here.
And I know you know this already, but I'm just going to tell our audience this. They list the top 10 television shows of the year according to this Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see. You have Oz on the list. You have The Letterman Show on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Number 3, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
Right.
Number 2, The Sopranos.
Yeah.
The number one television show, The King of Queens.
King of Queens, rated number one.
Isn't that nice?
Amazing.
Yeah, now, how about that?
That's terrific.
Nice.
How about that?
When are you going to get nominated? When the hell are you going to get nominated for an Emmy Award?
I don't understand it. It's not even me. I think the show should be nominated. Jerry should be nominated. I mean, it's just, I was sick to my stomach last night, and I knew we weren't nominated, but I still was just sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
Listen, the Dumb People's Choice Awards, I mean, who cares? First off...
But that's the point. You want to be, you know, you just want to be validated in some way.
How do you get...
And having a show is validation. But
you get your validation through the ratings. You don't get your validation through the stupid People's Choice Awards.
I know, but Don, listen, if there was like 30 radio shows, and out of the 30 radio shows, two of them have been canceled. Two of them have been, you know, recast. This, that, put on different times. Put on, you know, AM or that. You know, you go, okay. After a while, you go, we're doing pretty good. You know what I mean? Why do we not get acknowledged in this business?
Well, hey, Mike and I say that on a daily basis.
We say that constantly.
We have learned to live with it.
It does bother you sometimes.
Yeah, it sure does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I just can't have this discussion with you while I'm looking at these pictures of you.
All right, let's talk nasty. Go ahead.
I mean, my God, it's just incredible. I mean, you've done photo shoots before with sexy pictures, but this is just, I mean, you have to love the job they did. Really.
You know, this one.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's all about the hair, makeup, and the positioning. You know I'm not that good-looking.
Yes, you are. And she does in the first picture here, when they get to the questions and answers, she does that thing where she pushes her arms together, pushes her boobs together.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Unless they'd be going east and west, so...
That's nice.
You have to.
And then they write about the E! Celebrity Profile you did. She says, of course, I loved my mom's SE comments. She used the SHI word a lot. You know, all this can do is absolutely help your career. What is the response you have gotten from Hollywood about your appearance on the cover of Stuff magazine?
Well, I haven't really heard anything yet. I get a lot of, like, hey... Being on the cover of that magazine, I go, yes, yeah. And I almost say thank you, but they actually didn't give me a compliment.
Right.
So I just get a lot of, you know, hey, saw you on the cover.
What about the people at work?
I know they want to say the P word, so they just don't say anything. What?
What about the people at work? What do they say to you on the set?
No one's really said anything yet.
Oh, really? I can't believe that.
It came out last week, so I don't really think anybody has seen it yet.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah. Is there some hot pictures? They're fantastic.
Thank you.
Say, it ain't Redbook, that's for sure.
I'm so glad you guys like it. I really am.
Now, is this, when you do this, and answer me honestly, I know you always do, when you do something like this, is there a career strategy type of thing? I mean, there's obviously a reason why you you do a photo shoot like this, and I'm curious
the
what the...
bad girl.
Is it just because you're a naughty girl?
I'm a naughty little slut. No, I just, you know, they asked me to do it, and I thought, you know, I'm really never going to get a chance to do that kind of thing. I mean, I'm not looking to do Playboy or anything, but, you know, it's like, it's fun, it's different than what... than what I do every day on the show. And I just thought, why not?
No, that tells me she did it because she's a naughty little girl.
Yeah, she's a bad girl.
She's
a bad girl, and she likes...
I wanted everybody to know what a naughty...
She likes talking dirty.
Now they know.
She likes talking dirty. When you talk dirty when you're having your relations with Angelo, do you talk dirty about you, or do you talk dirty about him?
You know, I talk dirty about what we're doing.
Oh, man.
Oh, but I mean, is like, what do you say? Do you say, oh, you F me so good? Or, yeah. or do you say to him, like, do you say, like, you ever say, I love your C?
And yeah.
Does he
I've
ever?
Said that.
You've said that? Oh. Does he,
I've said that, yeah.
He say, I love your P?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's
fine. The other one.
Do you ever say, like...
that's going to get me through the week.
Do you ever say, look at how nice our C's and P's are together?
No, I don't say that.
You that's
don't?
Yours, Don. Yeah. That's the one that you use.
I do say the other stuff, though.
Well, now, well. When he speaks of your breasts...
Yeah.
If you don't like... Is he allowed to use just the three-letter word that starts with T?
Well, there's really no need for that. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you don't like it, right? I mean, you don't like it, so he...
No, I'm saying that. I mean, why would he say that? I love your
teeth.
I'd be like, uh-huh, okay. Well,
does, hold on. Does he ever speak dirty to you in Spanish?
No.
Oh, but yeah. Why is it okay?
I like when he says, I love, you know, this. Does I love
your chimichangas.
Does he ever say to you, like... I love you S-ing my D, and then you say, oh, I love to S your D.
That sounds weird. Doesn't make sense, Don.
S your C?
That's too technical. That's too right on the nose.
So there's a line that he doesn't go over.
Do you say, I love to kiss your D?
Do I, like, kiss it? No, I don't say that.
Massage?
He knows I'd be lying, because I do that just as a... As a little...
Guess that'd be too technical, too.
What about his, you ever talk about his sack?
What?
You ever discuss his sack?
His sack?
His sack. S-A-C-K.
His bean bag.
No.
Okay.
All right. Again, I guess maybe...
We just say things that we love, you know.
I think we're getting a very accurate picture of what Don wants to hear in the bedroom, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi there, doctor. Yeah.
I love your sack. That's why that's top of your list. Interesting.
I mean, he would probably laugh at me if I said that.
No, I wouldn't. No, don't you try it.
Honey, I love your
now,
sack.
You would laugh. You would laugh if the word sack was used.
No. She'd have to say...
Right.
The
B-A-L.
L-L-S. Yeah, that's what she'd ask.
Right.
No, he'd laugh at that too. He'd like.
No, I wouldn't.
I would laugh at that.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't laugh at that. You would. Yes,
no,
you
I would not. I
if
would
a woman not. Said, if Frida said to you, I love your bees, and you'd laugh out loud. How could you not laugh out
loud? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have been in relations with my wife when she has said, I love your.
You know what? Yeah.
I love your. A big, hairy...
Oh.
That's not true. I don't believe you.
I swear to God it's true.
I'd like to talk to her.
Me too.
Oh, no. Hold on, if the dog trainer's not there.
Yeah, that'll be a special moment with the dog trainer.
She'll discuss it with you.
That's what the dog trainer's saying to the dogs right now.
Don, let me talk.
All right, I'll let you talk to her. But you should know, Leah, that there's a dog trainer at our house right now, I think. So she may not even want to pick up the phone.
Doesn't she listen every morning?
Yeah, but she's got, like, the special dog trainer coming over today. She might be outside with the dogs.
I love your bees. I love your big, hairy bees.
Well, I swear she said it.
Interesting.
And I love it. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's a weird...
Oh, there she is, honey.
The bad line.
Sweetie?
You talking about the phone line or the line of I love your bees?
Well, both, but the phone line in this case.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? She is outside with a dog trainer right now. But
Leah, I love your wine cask.
Leah, call back, though. call back sometime this week. And hello?
Oh, I just lost Leah, too.
Oh, no.
Somebody get Leah back on the phone.
I love your cask of wine.
Well, come on. What guy doesn't like to hear that?
I love your piñatas.
Yeah. I love your bees.
Sure.
Sure.
In one way or another, sure.
See, now I'm calling on the other line that's not crackly, and I better get the machine.
I love your bees. I love your big hairy bees. Your big hairy bees are
Hello.
So wonderful.
Sorry, we missed your call.
She's out with the dogs.
I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm telling my husband how much I love his hairy bees.
Okay, well, anyway, did we get Leah back? Sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on her.
No.
Boy, does she look great in that magazine. If you get a chance, pick up that magazine.
Stuff magazine, that's the magazine. And I would like nothing better than at some point, God, would that be a fantasy to have Leah on the telephone with Frieda discussing my bees.
You would be in the middle of heaven right there.
Is she there? Hey, Leah. Frieda's outside with the dog, but maybe later this week, at your convenience, you set it up with Charlie. Set a time to call into the show.
Okay.
And I'll have Frieda tell you that she says that to me.
On a regular basis.
Because Don is digging that, like in a fantasy
regular
way.
And that's, to me, that's like even the best fantasy of all is you and my wife discussing
right.
my bees.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to discuss it, and I want to hear from her that she says, yes, I say, Don.
I love
in
your...
In the middle of it, I love your...
Bees.
Back.
Your sack. Correct. And look for Leah Remini in Stiff Magazine.
Stuff Magazine.
Stuff Magazine.
That's right.
Stuff Magazine. Well, listen, let's get you back on the show this week. You and Frieda can talk about my bees.
Okay, I would love that.
Okay, love you long time.
Love you long time.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Leah.
Bye, Leah.
Oh, she's great.
TV star from King of Queens.
She's gone into a whole different area now with that photo shoot.
There you go.
Now, what do you think that'll do for her career? I mean, do you think that would get her in the, I mean, she's a comic actress, first and foremost. Does this put her in, like, the romantic comedy feature realm or what? I mean, she could do that. I don't know. It's hard to say, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe she just got a good body and she's tired of wearing sweatshirts on the King of Queens.
I think that might be it.
Yeah. I don't know.
She wants the world to know, you know, she's sexy.
Hello, Doc. Hey, Doc.
Hello?
Hey, did you see Leah in that magazine?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Doc, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Listen, you know, I had all my friends coming over this weekend, and they weren't talking to me. They were staring at the magazine all weekend. That's all they were doing.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful in that magazine.
Oh, she's gorgeous. I want to tell you, I've been listening to you for over a year now, and I was away when I had heard about her, so I never had a chance to see her until September when I came home. And now, when I see these pictures of her, this lady is gorgeous. She is just too naughty.
I'm telling you,
gorgeous.
Beach towel time.
Good luck with the emphysema.
Not a Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Don, you tell the story so well of when you stayed at Leah's house.
Mm.
But what I really want to know, because you're so open today about this fantasy thing, I want to know what you really were thinking at Leah's house.
Yeah, I bet the fantasy was there that you like you'd go up to Dreamland and all of a sudden it would be Don, wake up. I have to have you.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah. What?
I love your bees.
I want your bees.
I love your BHBs.
Why don't you come upstairs from the guest room?
Yeah.
So I can tickle your bees.
Right, we got a break because Dude Walker's coming up.
I love his bees.
With a live.
No.
With a live.
Well, yeah, from a voice standpoint.
Live on-air reading of our brand new bumpers. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
It just doesn't feel like we're on TV now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. A stellar job today, I might add.
That's your national number, 877-365-3636.
Thanks,
Doug. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
Proudly wearing their Rock Kings, Don and Mike.
All right, we're about to get a new session underway here with Dude Walker. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, this is New York's biggest Packer fan, the Big Cheese.
Hey, Big Cheese.
How's it going?
Okay, yeah,
got
hey.
Another, got another prediction for you. Hey, I was just 5 points off on the last one.
Salute to our Green Bay station, home of the Packers, WNFL, where we're heard every day.
Packers whomped on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep. Later, if I get Frida to discuss her love of my bees, I will have her discuss with you my ritual yesterday, my Packers ritual.
Are we on the Packers bandwagon now? Are we going to, I mean, I know you go between the Redskins, the Bears, and the Packers, and I guess the Bears are your are not in it, and the Packers
The Bears are in it.
The Bears are in it, but I mean the Packers the are your team now, right?
Well, you know, the Packers have always been, if you're going to say, which is my all-time favorite?
Mm-hmm. Packers.
They've always been the Packers.
You named your son after a Green Bay Packer football player.
And I've got the routine down. I've got the clothes. I mean, yesterday it was ridiculous that I had on Packer socks.
And who's a Packer fan?
I am, Don.
Don?
I had on the Packer socks,
mm-hmm.
the Packer mock turtleneck,
mm-hmm.
the Packer jersey, the
right.
Packer jacket,
right.
The Packer.
You're wearing a jacket indoors?
Pants. Well, like one of those plastic jackets.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. You've got a lot of Packer paraphernalia. You've probably got more Packer paraphernalia than any other team.
Yeah, and I had in my tennis shoes, Packer shoestrings.
Packer shoes. Do you have Packer socks?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right, man. I just got a quick prediction for you again.
Yes.
I was just 5 points off last time, but I'm usually not off by that much.
What is the prediction?
This time it's gonna be close, but I think the Packers are gonna pull it out. 20-17
against St. Louis.
20-17 Packers.
20-17 Packers. That's right.
I don't know. My money. The game of the week next week is Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
I think the Packers had that game won when the big fat guy fell on Garcia.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown. And
I mean that guy. He was smited. He pounced on him heavily.
You know. Anyone out there, I know they rerun Sports Center all day long. Maybe it's the last one right now. Tape it now.
Now.
Because they have tape of the quarterback of the 49ers, Jeff Garcia, speaking at a press conference after the game.
I was so shaken.
If he doesn't sound like the biggest homo on two wheels.
What did he do, like break his cheekbone or something when the guy fell on him? Remember they were tending to him after the first series and it really looked like he had his bell rung.
But the guy talks, he talks so effective.
So how far do you think your Packers are going to go?
I think they're going to go as far as St. Louis.
Ah.
Yeah.
You think St. Louis will womp them?
Yeah. I would love it if the Packers win, but I don't think so. I think it'll be St. Louis and Philly in the NFC, and if St. Louis will win.
And the Bears play Philly next weekend.
Yeah, I think Philly will beat them. And then you've got Oakland will beat New England, and Pittsburgh, I believe, will beat Baltimore. That'll be the best game next weekend. And I think the Super Bowl will be the Rams and the Steelers.
Well, that's good. I like the fact the Steelers are going to be. I know Charlie Broyhill's a big Steelers fan.
That's right, Mike. Well, what the hell do I know? Besides the fact that Steve Spurrier is the next coach of the Redskins.
Oh, you are so cruel, but we haven't had the official announcement
not
yet.
Not official. Hey, dude, can you hear me? Dude Walker? Let me turn this thing on.
Oh, dude.
There he is, dude.
Nah, that was Mike, I think.
Yeah. Hey.
Whoops, I'm sorry, I didn't have my mic on. Yes, I'm here.
Was that you?
Yeah. Yes, it was, Don.
Here
now,
he is.
Cut that out. Sorry.
Everybody, our favorite, Dude Walker,
yeah.
The official voice of the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, dude. Guys. Yeah. Happy New Year to ye. Yeah.
Same to you. Now, we could certainly do this in a production room and do it behind the scenes, but we like letting you hear the bumpers that we run on the show as they're being cut. You'll hear what a pro dude is, how dude is really pretty much a one-read guy.
Absolutely.
Some of these, though, we're going to have to help you with on pronunciations and the way
good.
That we want certain things said.
Good.
Good.
Let me
good.
See. We have
to. You ready to dive right in, dude?
I'm ready to do it, guys.
We have 56.
Boy, this is our first. This is our first midday meeting, isn't it? I don't think we've done one midday.
No, no, never before.
That's right.
So, welcome to those who have never heard this done before. Most times, what you do is you get you write out four or five of these, and you send them up to the guy, and the guy gets in his studio and says, you know,
you're listening to the Ron and Dick show.
Well, we feel that that's boring, and that's why we want to have something with a little more panache. Mm-hmm. So here we go, and I believe, Mike, you and I are safe to talk while dude, or talk or laugh while dude is doing this, because it's being recorded in a separate channel. Right. Dude, let's go with number one, please.
Okay. Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like that one. Okay.
Nice.
Number two.
Providing a daily four-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
Pandering to our wrestling. That's our tribute to WWF. Now, the next one.
Yeah.
Mike, you can help me explain this one to Duke.
Okay, very good.
Here's how I wanted to sound.
Okay.
They broadcast wrong time, dude.
They broadcast long time, dude.
Now, the reason that you say is... like D-I-E-U.
I was trying to explain this to my wife over the weekend, and it wasn't working.
There's a lady at a deli in New York where we go to buy water and everything.
Right.
For the show.
Hello, dude.
We go before the show every day. And she says that at the end of everything. She's like, where's Lisa, dude?
Hello, dude, Don, dude. Hello.
Kind of a little Chinese thing, you know, where they kind of throw that sound in sometimes. And
So, hello, dude.
They broadcast wrong time, dude.
They broadcast wrong time, dude.
Don, dude, and Mike, dude.
Now, all right.
Rob, are we explaining this correctly?
I think so, yes. I think we are.
Because Rob is the first one that picked up on the fact that the lady at the deli says, duh, after everything.
Wrong time, duh.
Wrong time, duh.
Want to try it?
All right, go ahead.
Let's give it a shot.
Let it roll.
They broadcast wrong time, duh. Don, duh. And Mike, duh.
Only go down with the duh. Don't go duh.
Go duh. Okay.
Duh.
They broadcast wrong time, duh. Don, duh. And Mike,
that's perfect. Only we get that one, but that's a great one.
Yes, that's a little inside.
Next one, Mike, you'll like this.
Okay.
Dedicated to Buzz Burbank.
Uh-huh. Very good. Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, number five.
Is that, I see it's got a note here. Who am I supposed to
do? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you got to do it like this. Ready to answer the hot number.
Okay. Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
Okay. Number six.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like that one.
Number seven, this is our tribute to you, Mike. And
very good.
You'll find this most excellent.
Oh, don't worry about me. A most excellent program.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
There it is.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Now, speaking of bees, here you go, number eight.
You'll love their D's and B's. Don and Mike.
You know, those are the ones he really sells.
Number nine. Now, this one I came up with after our last Elvis show.
Very good. Okay. They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Do you remember Elvis used to bleed after coitus? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He's uncircumcised.
He was irritated.
Uh-huh. Number 10, this came from Rob, and it is a quote that is attributed in some way to something that Mark Twain once said.
All right. Number 10, okay. God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good, yes. I forgot where that came from, but it was last week in New York.
Yeah, it was something that Mark Twain said. Number 11, our tribute to the WWF.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Kind of a Vince McMahon thing there.
Yeah, 12, simply a fact.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good. Number 13.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
That's good.
All right, now the next one is done like this. Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Okay. Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just one more time on that one. Just say, good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Okay, I punch each word then, okay. Yes. Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. All right, number 15. I didn't forget about my homies.
Here we go. H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 16. This is a fact. 16.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Another fact.
Number 17. Again, you can tell the ones that I've written because they're the ones that are simply factual.
Right.
17.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
It's a fact.
You know that.
Number 18.
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
That's something about it. Don't
listen. Little warning.
The rule. Very good. Next one is just a tribute to Joe Ardinger.
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Joe's never lived that one down.
Mike, here you go. And for all of our listeners on heroin.
Very good.
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Number 21, again, simply a fact.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
That's what it is. And it's sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's a little harder.
22, please.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice. Very delicate.
23, and the duh should be duh.
Right, okay. The home of Mr. Joe Ardinger. Duh. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 24. I'll give Rob credit for this one.
Okay.
I don't know where this came from. It made me laugh my ass off.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Wow.
Again, he says, yeah. How about it?
That's Rob.
I said, go with it. 25.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
Now, 26 is a tribute to all those necks that have the shirts that say Dale Earnhardt shirts. Mm-hmm. God needed a race car driver.
Right. Here you go. Number 26.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's terrific. And I think here for ye was special.
Yeah, well,
I like it.
Now, the next one is for Scott Shannon. You're listening to them right now, except the right now should be, you're listening to them right now.
Right now.
Okay. You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
I'm gonna try that one more time.
Right now.
I mean, it's
now is now.
So super DJ type.
Yeah, right.
And it's all based on like Shannon doing a commercial. Like,
you could have that opportunity right now.
You might have the winning piece of candy right now.
Okay, you're listening to them right now, Don and Mike.
Okay, beautiful. 28.
Two screaming semen demons, Don and Mike.
That's tidy. That sounds like Spiewak.
Yeah. 29, yeah, it is.
You're right, right.
29 for Chris Farley.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you know that.
Number 30. Now, this one will surprise you. This is one from Joe Ardinger.
Okay.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice. Anytime you can get Sam Huff in there.
Number 31. Okay, I'll take credit for this.
They love to wear it out, Don and Mike.
Once again, a fact.
Same with number 32 for my homies, for Jay-Z.
Come shizzle on their nizzle, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good, Don.
Number 33.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
Number 30
is my favorite so far. Yeah.
Number 34, this is a fact about our bowling team.
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
There we go. There are 35.
In desperate need of a good fecking, Don and Mike.
Excellent. Number 36. Now, this is from Rob, and I'm really not sure how he wants it done. So just give it a read, and then we'll decide.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
I believe that was probably the inflection.
I think that's fine. Yeah. Rob just gave you the thumbs up, dude.
Yeah, you like that one, Rob? Okay. Number 37. This is also from Rob.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a personal problem Rob had years ago.
Number 38.
America's favorite helmets. Don and Mike.
Very nice.
39. This is the only one I'm thinking about maybe getting rid of because it's just people. Okay. And that's kind of worked its way already, hasn't it?
Right.
All right, let's skip 39.
All right.
Let's go to 40.
All right.
This is... Okay, Mike, you can give him some guidance on this a la Bennington, because the line is, look at that son of a bitch.
look at that son of a bitch. Kind of pop the B's and the T's. Look at that son of a bitch.
Okay. Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Okay. Number 41, this is from Al Pacino.
Right.
They've each got a great ass.
Yeah, okay, here we go. They've each got a great ass, Don and Mike.
Man, I like the way you dragged it out there. Very good.
Hey, I will take credit for 42.
Artfully, let me do that again.
Another fact?
Artfully, that's the word. Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Very good.
Okay, because at one point those were words that we were told not to say.
Right.
43. This one, I don't know where this came from. Rob and I don't know where it came from, but it's a good one.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
See, that's one that we think might have come from Joe.
So nice and gentle.
Number 44, Mike, tribute to you from American Psycho.
Very good.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
You know you love that scene?
Like that one.
Okay, now the next one. This is a tribute to Buzz, to Melwood. The reading should be... Well, Mike, you can walk through.
Okay.
The reading is, Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program.
Right.
So
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program.
Okay, good. Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program.
It's
called The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Buzz is excited. okay, 46.
Okay. Where is it? Go on. What happened? No.
Here we go. It's a... Where is it?
Gone.
We researched it, and this
is the correct way.
Where is it?
Gone.
Where did it go?
Don't know.
Okay. So is it don't know or
so
don't
it's,
know?
It's like this. It's like,
don't know.
Where is it?
Gone.
What happened?
Don't know.
Okay. All right. Where is it? Gone. What happened? Don't know. They're good. Don and Mike.
That's good.
Now, the next one should be done as Larry King. And, Mike, here's how we have it written again. You can help, dude.
All right.
Now a brief bumper. Just brief.
Now a brief bumper. Just brief.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, a brief bumper, just brief, the Don and Mike Show.
Keep that one.
Number 48, again, Mike, a fact, and I dedicate this one from me to you.
Thank you.
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors, Don and Mike.
Oh, that's nice.
So true. Number 49.
Can they be kind? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
Number 50 from Rob. And I said to him, well, what the hell is this one? This is another one from Rob. He says, I don't know.
The mind of Rob.
Right.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
Boy. That's interesting.
I know.
It's interesting where that comes from.
Let me see. Number 51.
DJs and DAs, The Don and Mike Show.
I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
52.
It speaks to the genitalia. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 53, I think you can handle this one, dude.
All right. Never forget. Never. The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, he sold that one, huh?
I don't ever forget.
Yeah.
Mike, this one now, this is about you.
Okay.
But again, we took it to a place where I don't think you would find this offensive.
Very good. That's never stopped you before, but
no,
that's
no, but,
fine.
But I, like I told you before,
want to be sensitive in my time of need?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
It's very, yeah, people hearing that might not even know it's about
me. Generic, yeah.
Number 55, this is about something that was, I believe, brought up on the show recently.
Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. That had to be Rob Spiewak there.
It was.
Yorkshire pudding out of a privacy.
You can pretty much tell all of Rob's cupping the peaches, syphilis of the anus.
Yeah, he's a very, he's a complicated man.
Yorkshire pudding out of a woman's privacy.
Very interesting.
And then we have, of course, even though we make you do it every time, number 56.
Right. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Excellent.
Now listen, is that a pro?
Thanks,
or, is that a pro?
Great job.
Or is that a pro?
Thank you.
That's good.
Look at that. Some guys, it would take them 3 hours to get through all that crap. Mm-hmm.
Right, and people should know the dude just made $150,000.
worth it. As always, Dude Walker, you're the greatest. Now, tell me something. I understand that, he's got this acting thing happening.
Yes. Yeah, we've seen him in a lot of different stuff.
What, someone told me you were up in New York recently when we were there and that you're going back to New York. What are you acting on now?
No, that was mostly just for fun. I went to see the producer at the end of December, and I go see my agent and audition for stuff now and then. But
what is the next? Do you have anything? Are you going to be in the another commercial with a young gay boy for a grocery store?
Not doing that. Just doing like all kinds of stuff that you never see for like government videos and all that kind of training stuff. It's boring, but it pays the bills.
You're right. That's, it is boring. That's good. But you're are you still a private pilot?
I'm doing that, but I wish I could do it more. They're putting all kinds of restrictions on it.
Oh, that's right.
Restrictions on it.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, he simply is the best voice guy in the business. Our man, Dude Walker.
Dude Walker, one of the nicest guys, too. Always a pleasure,
thank
dude.
You. Thank you, dude.
I love it.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks again.
Hold on, because Rob's got a couple of other projects for you. Hold on just a second.
Good, okay.
Like, I want to have the phone number thing redone.
Right. Very good.
So that I don't have to read the phone numbers 8,000 times a day.
Excellent.
We have to do a break, but we have Babu as the tape of Jeff Garcia.
Here he is.
From the San Francisco 49ers.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Had a great opportunity to come in here and play well and pull out a win and break the streaks and all those things, but we didn't do it.
Would it be a big playoff game?
That was it.
So true. Hey, I have never, ever heard his voice.
He sounds...
That is absolutely... And, over the phone, I can imagine what it sounds like on TV.
Yeah. Play it again one more time.
Okay.
Jeff Garcia. So the guy sounds like...
I didn't even think it was a quarterback.
The biggest queer on 2 feet.
Task. And we fell short. We knew we had a great opportunity to come in here and play well and pull out a win and break the streaks and all those things, but... We didn't do it.
It would be a big playoff.
And all those things.
Yeah, those things.
And all those things.
This is Craig Wilson from the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm sorry, we just didn't get the job done.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bob.
All right. Say hi to Kid Chris again. Thanks.
What? Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, hey, you guys got to give Garcia a break, man. My sister lives across the street from him in San Jose, and she says there are babes going in and out of there all the time.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second. It's just the way he sounds.
I'm just talking about the way he talks.
He kind of needs to deepen it a little bit.
He has a bit of an effeminate quality to his voice.
And as a matter of fact, there's another cut on SportsCenter. Man, I wish you could remember to tape this morning, where he's talking about one of the interceptions he threw. I think it was the one that was picked off by Mike McKenzie. It was he meant to throw it to Terrell Owens, but it was Mike McKenzie and Darren Sharper on either side. And he said, and I tried to get it to Terrell, but it was right in between McKenzie and Sharper. almost like just describing having some kind of love act right down the middle between McKenzie and Sharper.
McKenzie and Sharper.
Well, he's got something going besides his voice based on the chicks that are coming in and out of there.
No, and listen, the guy, he's a quarterback in the NFL. I mean, that's American royalty.
Guy's a decent quarterback, but you got to admit he does sound queer.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
See you later.
He didn't like that. He did him for free. Sir, and there's nothing wrong with it if he is.
That's yeah, right. Absolutely. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl man. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Phone numbers anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. That includes you guys in Seattle listening on the Buzz 100.7 FM. Portland on K-Guy. Las Vegas, KSF. And I think
that's right.
Here in D.C. on WJFK, you call the national number or you call 202-432-1067. In New York, again, the main number or you are on WNEW 877-692-1027. Coming soon, now that we finally got some money from a sponsor to give away, we're going to return to the 4-Hour Club.
All right!
Something that we had dropped simply because we didn't have any money to give away. So we're going to get back to that.
Good.
We have a big money contest that we'll tell you about this week. I think you'll like it. It involves money.
Money.
It involves nudity.
Oh, yes. Well.
It involves pornography.
Oh, my gosh.
And it involves football.
Boy, oh, boy. Is this the one you've been talking about for a while?
Yep, the porno football game. Also, very soon, win a Las Vegas-style show for you and your friends at your home.
Very exciting.
Wow. You know, we've not done a Las Vegas-style show in quite a long time.
Right.
What we're going to do is have a contest to actually come to someone's home and bring the Las Vegas-style show to you.
Wow.
For as many of your friends as you can cram into your home.
Fantastic.
We will come and do the regular Las Vegas-style show with the girls.
Well, and since it's a private home.
Yeah.
Anything goes. Very good.
With the girls, with the return of the Monica Lewinsky game.
Excellent.
With Shiloh and her friends.
Very
and,
exciting.
Who knows what will happen. A private Las Vegas-style show for you and your friends at your home.
Excellent.
Tell you about that shortly. Now, I know that we have a thing with George Bush here in a second, because he choked on a pretzel.
Choked on a pretzel!
Poor D.A. Just sitting by himself watching a football game.
I am.
Chokes on a pretzel.
And fainted.
Faints. Mm-hmm. Falls down. Cuts his side of his head. He's coming up on the show in a second. Last night, they had the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah. Worst award show in television.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, first off, it's obviously so prearranged that the people who know who are going to win know who's going to win because...
Yeah, the only big stars that show up are people that know they're going to win already.
Like Julia Roberts was sitting there, and of course you knew that she was there because she was going to win.
It's the only time I laughed is when Ellen DeGeneres, who I'm actually turning the corner on and finding quite funny, you know, said, hey, Julia, I hope you win, and she crossed her fingers. That was a funny moment. It really was.
Sitting right behind Julia Roberts is the entire cast of the soap opera Days of Our Lives. So it was quite a shock.
when they announced the three finalists for your favorite soap opera, and
right.
the winner was Days of Our Lives.
Pretty amazing that they were all there.
Yeah. And they all got up there. So we have a couple of highlights from the show last night.
I don't think that award show would be able to happen if they didn't let them know in advance that they'd won.
You're right. Kevin James, a friend of the show, and pretty much a funny guy every time we've been with him. Sorry, not funny.
Really? Just, I mean, it's like, did he prepare it in the car when he was driving over? That's what it looked like to me.
Also, a lot of that very manic with him going, yeah, yeah, this is for you, the people, yeah.
I mean, he's a company guy, and he said, but I mean, it seems to me that if you have pre-written material, it works a little better than doing the hi to everybody.
So one of the first awards they gave out was something like Best New TV Star Comedy, and it was Damon Wayans who won. And the reason that I laughed is that, first off, when Damon Wayans got up on stage, he had a little handheld, like a BlackBerry, something like I've got here, like a little handheld.
Well, it looked like a little organizer
he
was looking at.
And he opens it up, and he starts reading the names.
Out of his organizer.
He doesn't have a piece of paper. He's right. reading the names of all of the executives who he obviously doesn't know. And then, for whatever reason, he thanks his ex-wife.
And he thanked his ex-wife emotionally, which...
He was crying.
He was kind of indicating that he... screwed up, and that, you know, he said something like, you should fight harder, you know, for what you love, or something like that. He was obviously making some sort of appeal to his ex-wife.
Yeah, and all I know is that that's fine, and if your marriage is in trouble, you should go get counseling, but...
What do you know?
But, well...
I'm kidding. That's just a joke. It's a joke. I couldn't help myself.
I know from listening to you.
Yes.
But
no, thanks.
But I know the one thing you don't do is go on the goddamn People's Choice Awards and break down...
Well, I think it's a sign of desperation, and it's his way of having a forum where he can express a public forum where he can express something personal. Sure. Well, I think that's why why they do that. That's why guys thank their wives when they're up there.
But it's very shallow, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway, I don't know. I thought it was weird that Damon Wayans was crying for a People's Choice Award.
Yeah, it was kind of jive, but what other awards is he going to get this season?
That's true. Here is Damon Wayans opening up his personal pocket pager to read the names of executives.
Thank you.
I take the Too Easy app. Thank some people.
Nice.
First of all, I want to thank the creator of comedy, which has got man being his greatest punchline. I got to thank the people of ABC, Lloyd Braun, Stu Bloomberg, Steve McPherson, Nina, Glenn, Jada. My partner in crime is...
I love it, the fact he's reading these names.
It looked like he was going through his Rolodex.
Not a clue. Steve. Tom.
To Don Rio. I got to thank David Himmelfarb, Eric Gold, Stephen Barnes, my wonderful cast and crew. Got to definitely thank the Wei Tang family, my family, East Coast, West Coast, support me and keep me focused and happy.
All right, here comes the breakdown now. Here it comes.
And I got to thank my ex-wife for...
Now, right there, everybody thinks he's joking.
But he's...
Did you think, I want to thank my ex-wife, or, you know...
He's being serious.
Right.
Yeah, for 19 years and 4 beautiful children that I cherish, and I say that in life you only get family and friends, and you got to fight to keep them in your life.
Like he calls his wife.
Stay tuned for a moratory greeting.
He calls his wife up before he goes, hey, baby, listen, I know we're broken up, but watch Channel 2 tonight.
Right, right.
Watch Channel 2 tonight at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And
then he'll call her after the award show and she'll say, that was nice. Make sure the check's there on time.
Yeah, where's my money? Okay, so then you go to Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks, who incidentally has always been a lifetime member of the Don and Mike workout plan. Always Garth Brooks.
And Garth Brooks, who I still believe is going to snap even before his quote-unquote retirement.
Here is Garth Brooks accepting.
YouTube. We've been fortunate enough to get to be here.
Now, you know what? What made me think of this is last week when I was talking about coming back from New York, and I said, we stopped. And you said, what do you mean? And I was just telling a story.
Right.
And I'm guilty of that in that
you case. Did the Queen's third person, which is when you refer to yourself as we.
But listen to this. Listen to Garth Brooks say
right.
We.
Right.
Who's the we in the Garth Brooks, right?
Right. It's very weird.
It's Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Thank you. We've been fortunate enough to get to be here before. It never grows old. This is a special time for us. We've announced our retirement.
He's doing it all the way.
It's a special time for us.
For us.
We've announced our retirement.
It's weird.
Who? You did. Not anybody else.
This is a very special time for us. We've announced our retirement.
Right.
Music, so it's going to be the last time we get to stay here. They say this
all the way. The last time we get to stay here. He's by himself up on stage.
Right.
It's the last time we get to stand here.
Yeah, it's weird. It's either a lofty opinion of oneself or it is a... an inability to say I'm retiring.
It comes from you guys, if it's true. I love you to death. Thanks for taking care of me. I love you, girls.
The show is 24 and...
All right, now let's see. Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, I know. I was long gone at this point.
Bad reader.
Okay, very really? Bad reader. He tries to tell a joke.
Not really. He just can't read.
He just can't read?
Yeah.
So it's like a joke.
Okay.
All it says in my notes is joke, Craig T. Nelson.
Kevin's joke, then Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
To a bad joke from Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin James, then Craig T. Nelson, who can't read.
Coach, we're back. I'm so honored to be hosting tonight. You know, last year I hosted, and I had such a great time, I immediately told my manager after I wanted to do it again this year. And he said, well, you know, if you get nominated, you can't host. Our next presenter is the star of the hit CBS series, The District. Please welcome Craig T. Nelson.
That's a theme
from The District.
It's his dumb show.
Okay, now here is Craig T. Dum Dum.
The category is favorite female TV performer. That covers a wide range of talents. It could be a talk show hostess, the star of a long-running sitcom, the lead in a comedy drama series, or possibly all three. Tonight's top vote-getters have been welcomed into your homes for a minimum of 5 years. And now you get to welcome one of them. And there's a select group called Favorite Female TV Performer.
He is reading like Charlie.
Consists of
Oprah Winfrey.
He is reading like Charlie. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there are not any real obvious gaffes.
No, but his
pacing is listen. He is reading the words.
Yeah, listen to it again. Listen again.
The category is favorite female TV performer. That covers a wide range of talents.
What?
It could be a talk show hostess, the star of a long-running sitcom, the lead in a comedy drama series, or possibly all three. Tonight's top vote-getters have been welcomed into your homes for a minimum of 5 years.
It's funnier the second time.
You get to welcome one of them. There's a select group called Favorite Female TV Performer.
Yeah. Wow.
The terrific trio consists of
Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, you want to hear one more time?
It's that's great. It's better. The more you hear it, the more you realize it consists of
Craig is learning to read.
The category is Favorite Female TV Performer. That covers a wide range of talents. It could be a talk show hostess, the star of a long-running sitcom, the lead in a comedy drama series, or possibly all three. Tonight's top vote-getters have been welcomed into your homes for a minimum of 5 years. And now you get to welcome one of them. It is a select group called Favorite Female TV Performer. The terrific trio consists of...
Wow.
That's the worst reading I've ever heard.
That's funny, right?
The terrific trio consists of...
Hold on, we got a bunch of
country music fans want to tell us why Garth uses we.
Good.
Hello, Orlando.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I forgot about Chris Gaines.
Oh, that's right, his alter ego.
Oh, yes.
You think, really, that's what he's talking about?
Hello. Interesting.
Ed, Don and Mike, you want to talk about Garth?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's his alter ego that he recorded under, so he considers them to be two different
I don't
people.
Think that's the reason either. That's
Jesus, okay. Hello, who's this? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What was up at the end of the show where Kevin James and Tony Danza were playing catch? Did you see that?
Yeah, now listen, this is going to be hard to explain because it was a visual. And at first, if you looked at it, you might think it was an ad-lib, spontaneous moment where Kevin James was tossing the ball back and forth with Tony Danza until you realize that Kevin's wearing the microphone and the microphone's turned on. We have that. Rob, don't we?
Well, what kind of ball? What kind of ball were they throwing? Football?
No, like a little softball or something.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, the press accounts this morning say that the show actually ran short, that they had time to kill and they needed to fill, and that's why Tony Danza and Kevin James played catch.
We do have the tape of them playing catch. We will share that with you.
Boy, great show.
Yeah, it was, we were discussing the playing catch this morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what the guy was just calling about. I know we have that cut here somewhere.
It's almost as if that was really something to fill time, it was sort of unique and a little clever, but stupid. It was nothing more than a time filler.
Right.
But when Tony Danza, again, comes out of the audience wearing a lav mic, like ready to go,
right,
this is just a poorly planned bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, it didn't come off as spontaneous.
Right. Right.
No.
Okay. Well, here it is now. Here is Tony Danza playing catch with Kevin.
Thank you very much. This is a little awkward. They told me we're running a little short on time, so I don't know. I was just thinking we can have a catch with somebody. If someone want to throw the baseball around a little bit, just kill some time. Tony, you want to come up, Danza? Come on, you need a little
screen
time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go, Bob.
Oh.
Well, we're just going to have a catch, man. We came up short. Reba sang fast.
How can that be?
Right.
You know, and Rob's point as well.
How bad is it for an award show to come up short?
Pretty sad. Rob's point is well taken. What Kevin is doing is coming out and saying, hey, you know, we've got some extra time. Who from the audience
right,
loved to spontaneously come up?
And Tony Danza comes up and he's got a lavalier microphone on, which is a little lapel mic.
He's got the microphone already hooked up to his shirt.
Right.
Very much. This is a little awkward. They told me we're running a little short on time, so I don't know. I was just thinking we can have a catch with somebody. If someone want to throw the baseball around a little bit, just kill some time. Tony, you want to come up, Danza? Come on, you need a little more screen time, right? Yeah, okay. There you go, Bob.
Oh.
Well, we're just going to have a catch, man. We came up short. Reba sang fast.
How can that be? How can that be? How can you have extra time?
I don't know.
You got the ball.
I got the ball right here, buddy.
I got the ball. Is this amazing or what, huh?
It's not bad, huh?
All the morons in the audience going crazy.
I don't get to do this on TV. This is amazing. Imagine if you threw one over there into the hit Julia or something. You don't do that.
How's
see the curveball?
Huh?
You see the curveball?
It didn't break, but
I'm going to show you now. Look at that.
All right, not bad.
Still didn't break.
Poor Kevin. This is embarrassing.
Boy, this
for Kevin.
Is horrible.
Not bad. You know, we're having a good time. We finished 13.
Don't kill a griff. All right?
No worries.
All right.
Working away. I'm working. I know it's fun to come over and visit you on your set there, Kevin.
That's good.
You know? Leah. I love Leah.
She's great.
Good girl, that girl.
We have a lot of fun with her.
Yeah. And I root. Oh, what is that?
I mean, just not funny.
No.
It's just two guys not funny.
Man, and you know, I mean, coming up short on an award show is one of the worst things I've ever heard. I mean, all you ever hear about is award shows.
They're running long, yeah.
And I thought it would go well. I mean, I like Tony Danza.
Do we have Reba the...
I didn't put Oliver's song on the disc, but I think you should hear the yokel's acceptance.
Yeah,
particularly her last sentence.
Okay. Reba McEntire.
Hey, looking good in that short haircut.
All right, here she is speaking to ye. Here's Reba McEntire.
Is Reba McEntire.
Is that Susan Lucci presenting?
Yeah.
Right after Reba sang her song.
Now you got to listen to this hayseed come off. Listen to her.
Yoko.
Thanks. Wow. About 10 pounds. I'd like to thank the People's Choice Awards for this beautiful award. And I'd also like to thank my wonderful team that I get to work with. I'd like to thank Dana Walden, Gary Newman, and all the team at 20th Century Fox.
Right.
My thanks to Jamie Kellner.
Who knew she had a show?
Mike Clements, Bob Gibb, Lou Goldstein, and all the team at the WB. Allison Gibson, Minnie Schultes, Michael Hanel, and all our great writers. And, of course, the great cast. Chris Rich, Joanna Garcia, Steve Howey, Scarlett Palmers, Mitch Holloman.
You got to wait to the end.
Peterman, along with a loving, hard-working crew. But without the fans. None of us would be here tonight. None of us would have a job. And we'd be missing out on a lot of fun. So thanks so much to the fans who watch and listen. And thank God, love what we do. Have I told you you're my favorite?
Very good.
Back it up. Have I told you you're my favorite?
I'd like to have that isolated, perhaps. I wonder if that's a catchphrase from her show.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You know, we've got to isolate that one. Hey, Buzz.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I love it.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's good you're laughing because I have some news for you.
Uh-oh.
It's official. What? Steve Spurrier has been hired as the Washington Redskins head coach.
Let's get it on.
Oh. It's official.
Let's break first.
All right, I'm going to go down and get my other Well, I have another T-shirt in the car.
Hold on, let's break. We got a guy on the phone who has a tape of it, as a matter of fact. Bob?
This isn't Bob.
Oh, who is this?
Shiloh.
Hey, Shiloh. Hey,
congratulations.
We saw your pictures in your picture in Playboy magazine, page 69, incidentally.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? I'm like,
beautiful.
That's a great number for me.
Beautiful, Shiloh.
I think it's kind of nerdy, but thank you.
Oh, we think it's wonderful.
We're very proud.
With the microphone. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Shiloh, can I tell you something?
What?
Love what we do. Oh. Have I told you you're my favorite?
Good, thank you. You guys are my favorite, too.
That's anyway. Very sweet of you.
I tried to call you guys and say Happy New Year, but I was Lisa had me on hold for like 10 minutes, and every time I called, it was like break. And I was like, God. So I tried to call you the first day when you guys are back. So yeah.
Hello?
Huh.
Oh, it hasn't gone well for her.
That's too bad. Her line just went dead.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
So good. We have a new favorite tape.
Where's the guy with the tape?
Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Now, just a little bit more about that Spurrier hiring. The Washington Redskins have made it official. Steve Spurrier is indeed the new head coach. Now, the announcement will not be until 6 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. That's when they will officially announce the hiring of Steve Spurrier, but the Redskins just...
There it is.
Hold on, let the whole thing run. Let me hear what she says after that.
Want to roll it back or go? Come here.
No, I'd like to hear the whole thing just so we clear it up.
Okay, let me go back.
How can it be official if they haven't made the announcement?
While we're waiting, here's a tape of here's a tape of Dan Snyder talking to Steve Spurrier.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
That's how it happened.
Okay,
I love that tape.
All right, ready?
Yeah, go. Let's hear it.
The Washington Redskins have made it official. Steve Spurrier is indeed the new head coach. Now, the announcement will not be until 6 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. That's when they will officially announce the hiring of Steve Spurrier.
That's,
the Redskins,
all right,
moment
she misspoke.
Make it official. Steve Spurrier will be the new head coach.
She's a dumbass, okay? I mean, she's a dumbass because she says... They will make it official at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Redskins have made it official. What does that dumbass say?
Tomorrow, they will introduce Spurrier to the local media for the first time. The announcement has already been officially made by the Washington
Very
Redskins
good.
Organization.
All right, Don, I am prepared to take a pie.
All right.
A pie!
We'll do it in just a second.
Hey, Don, what kind of pie? What's the flavor of the
probably what is it, chocolate mocha?
It is a chocolate mocha pie.
Oh, good. Let me say something to the pie.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Yeah, it's chocolate pie.
Hold on, Shiloh is... put Shiloh back on real quick.
She's
back. If she wants to plug something, let her plug, but put her back on hold. Shiloh, what did you want to plug?
Now I'm up for Cyber Girl of the Year and voting in Thursday. I need everybody's help. I'm literally begging.
All right, where do people go to vote?
They have to go to Playboy.com, and I think you have to be a cyber member, but I'm not positive. And then just vote for me if you could.
All right, so
12 of us girls and voting in Thursday, but I'll be Girl of the Year, so that'll be awesome, you know?
All right, that'd be fantastic. Good luck, Shiloh.
I hope it happens. We'll
all right,
see, I guess.
Shiloh, I promise we'll plug that for you. Playboy.com. Vote for Shiloh McCormick as Cyber Girl of the Year.
Very good.
Yes. All right, we'll see. Thank you, and I'll have a big party for everybody that votes, too.
All right, thank you, honey.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, and Shiloh?
Yes.
Shiloh?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
All right, bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
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 Have I told you you're my favorite?
Freaking yokel.
It's so good.
We'll be right. See, there was some good stuff between the Craig Nelson and that.
Absolutely.
See, you can find highlights in any piece of garbage television show.
The magic of audio tape.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thank you, Reba.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Pardon them for being human, Don Geronimo and Michael Mather.
Yeah.
Excuse us, man.
Yeah, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Buzz there?
The what?
Is Buzz there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
He's here.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You know what's a funny word?
What's a funny word, sir?
Melon baller.
Melon baller is a mildly amusing word.
Do you want me to use the word melon baller in a sentence?
Do you think you can use it effectively?
I think so.
Then go ahead.
Sure.
Fitzgerald liked to fitty tuck so much, they called him the melon baller.
It's a good use of the word. Oh,
have I told you you're my favorite?
Yes. See, Reba helped that joke.
Yes, she did. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I was just listening to a local radio show out here in the West Coast that they're saying that Schneider's going to pay Spurrier 5 years for $25 million.
That is true. Schneider is paying...
Schneider.
Schneider's paying...
One day at a time.
25... Schneider. He's paying $25 million bucks. Yeah.
You know, at least I didn't... I had, you know, when he was here, I was calling him Schneider. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was real embarrassed about
it. I know the day he came on the show. Like,
hi, Mr. Schneider.
In person.
Schneider.
Schneider.
I forgot that it was Schneider.
Yeah, so anyway... Hello?
Yep. Well, that's all he had.
Guy just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What?
Can we hear that again, please?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Okay. That's annoying. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell Don about if Free has interest in Scientology. They had a kiosk up at Landmark Mall during Christmas time.
Oh, great. That's a good sign for a religion when they have a kiosk at a shopping mall.
Yes, it was right next to the comfort station where the old guys sit when the girls are in Victoria's Secret and stuff. And I think they had all these books like that made a wall. The L. Ron Hubbard books made a wall because they had so many. I don't know if they're giving them away or what.
No.
All right, thank you, honey. Yeah, they don't give anything away.
No, not true.
They don't give nothing away. I've tried to call my wife a couple of times during the show to get her to back up my statement that mm-hmm. she has said to me she loves my bees, if she loves my sack, but the dog trainer is still there. So she's like, every time I call, she says, no, don't call. The trainer's here. I said,
I believe you, though.
I want to get her.
I believe that she says that. I know I was giving you a hard time about that before, but now that I've had time to think about it, I don't doubt that when we finally get your wife on the line, she will corroborate everything that you have said.
But I want to hear it.
Here's what Frieda says.
I say, what? Now watch out for him. You know why he wants to hear that? Because he wishes that was him.
Here's what she looks at my sack and she says,
have I told you you're my favorite?
Yeah, with that accent.
That's exactly what...
She's a powerful voice, that Reba.
What she says. And also, I need some help just in describing the outfit that I had on yesterday. I am positive the reason that the Green Bay Packers beat San Francisco and Jeff Garcia yesterday is because also I was in this mood. Not only did I have on, and I've got certain Packers clothes for certain Packers games, mm-hmm. I had on my lucky Packers socks, and I know you've seen them in before on ratings days when I've worn them in.
Yeah, I've commented on them.
The old ratty ones that have the helmets sewed on
the
side?
Yes, I've actually given you Packers paraphernalia. Were you wearing your Packers mock turtleneck?
Not the one you gave me.
Okay.
I was wearing the new edition one.
Oh, the new edition one.
The newer one.
Okay, all right.
But I did have on a Packers shirt that you had given me in a previous year, a mesh shirt.
Okay.
Then on top of that, I had the plastic jacket.
Right.
I had on...
You must have been working up pretty good sweat. What, to keep it about 50 degrees in your cave?
I had the windows open.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I was smoking cigars in there. I had Packers boxer shorts on, my Lucky Packers socks, and in my shoes I had Lucky Packers shoelaces.
Right.
Now, I have about 20 Packers baseball caps. Okay?
I saw Packers.
I started the game with my Lambeau Field hat.
Uh-huh. On the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
I wore that hat until the Packers missed the extra point, until the extra point was blocked. Then I switched to my gold Green Bay hat, the off-color hat. I stayed with that hat until San Francisco tied the game at 15.
Oh, I was going to say you took that off after San Francisco had their field goal blocked.
No, I stayed with that, but then I got to 15-15. San Francisco made the two-point conversion, and it's at that point that I was an absolute... Like a mental patient running around the house saying to Frida, "Where is my Lucky Packers hat?" And she said, "What dumb Lucky Packers hat?" I said, "The one for the big games.
The one that says DA on it."
The one. Yeah, you're right.
With DA embroidered on the back of it.
Dumbass. The one, the important one, the old one. Where is it? She says, "I don't know. A lot of that stuff is down in the basement."
So you fly down to the basement?
I'm down in the basement, and I mean, I'm tearing the basement up. I am going through boxes. I'm ripping through stuff. And finally, I go, yes, it's an old ratty hat. That's like been worn in the rain and the snow and the mud. It's like 10 years old. It's got the old Packers logo on. I get it on my hat. I sit in the chair, and as soon as I sit back in the chair, Green Bay scores a touchdown.
There you go. There's
then
the proof.
Then I get into this, and I know a lot of you guys watch games probably like me. I then now that I've got all the clothing on. And everything is right. I've got the socks.
Are you sitting in a particular area?
I am sitting in one of the chairs in front of the TV, one of the little round leather chairs, but I cannot move because the Packers have scored a touchdown.
Now you're getting close to, I understand this. If you're in a particular spot,
I cannot move.
You can't move because you think if you go to another spot that it's going to screw things up.
Right. Now, at this point, my wife calls me. And she says, "I need you to come to the kitchen." I say, I can't come. Well, I'm sure you've said that.
I've said that before, yes.
I can't come. And she says, "Why?" I said, "You have to come in here to talk to me." We're screaming at each other through the house because she's all the way in the kitchen. She comes in. I'm wearing all my dumb Lucky Packer clothing. And she says, "I need you to come into the kitchen to help me with this thing, whatever the dumb thing is that she needs, something move." We have like baby gates now because we have the little dog.
Right, right.
And she wants me to help her install these gates. I said, "I can do it for you in 6 minutes and 43 seconds. But that's not 6 minutes and 43 seconds of real time. That's 6 minutes and 43 seconds of football. That's
like 20 minutes.
She says, "Why?" I said, "Because now they've gone up. Now they're winning and I can't move because," and she just looks at me and she says, Why can't you move?" I said, "Because everything's right now. I've got all the clothes on."
You've already ruined it, though. You came into the kitchen.
She came to me.
Oh, she came to you.
She came to me.
Oh, all right.
I said, "Because I got all the clothes on. I got the correct lucky hat on."
Sounded like you went into the kitchen, but you're still in your same spot.
I'm like Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
You know, at that big statue of him downtown?
Can't move.
I'm just looking at her, and I'm moving my neck almost like Tim McWilliams. Like,
right.
I have no actual...
Right.
Movement in my, I'm just kind of looking at her with one eye going, "I can't move." "Why?" "Because the Packers just scored." "Great, then get up and come and help me." I said, "Can't do it." She says, "Why?" I said, "Because."
Can't move. Game's still on.
And she says, "Wait a minute. I'm into everything. I understand everything, kind of. The fact that you have to have your Lucky Packers shirt and your Lucky Packers socks and your Lucky Packers hat. But you're telling me that if you move out of that chair, out of the position you're in right now, that something bad's going to happen to the team?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "You think you cosmically rule the universe that if you move, you're going to force them to lose?" And at that point, She pushes me a little bit. She starts to jostle me. Now what she's doing, now she's really busting my balls. She's like, look, I pushed you half an inch.
Oh, boy. Did she take the hat?
A major move. No, she knows better than that. She knows better than to take the hat.
Right.
I, for an idiot, sat there rigidly in the same position for 20 minutes, even after the Packers scored again.
Right.
To make it 25-15.
When did you feel relaxed enough to get up?
When the game was over. Wow. The game was
now, if you do this, if you have the same spot, will you have the same outfit in the same spot for their championship game?
Yes. Really? Yeah. Yesterday I had on my playoff clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I have my regular big season clothes.
Right.
I have my playoff clothes, and then I have my Super Bowl clothes.
Wow. Super Bowl clothes if one of your teams gets in.
Yeah, well, no, I only have a Super Bowl clothes for if the Packers get in.
You don't have Redskins Super Bowl clothes?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because right. For the Packers, it's
personal.
I am ready to get mocked.
Mm-hmm.
When the Packers make it to the Super Bowl.
Are you beginning to admit to total passion for one particular team?
Well, let me just tell you that in the past, when the Packers have made it to the Super Bowl, I put on one of my real game-worn jerseys that I've gotten from some player, and I also put on football pants. Real Green Bay Packer football pants.
I didn't know you had those.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty fascinating.
And I also put on socks, the big high socks.
Right.
And I tape the tops of the socks to the tops of the football pants so that no skin is exposed, and I wear wristbands.
So you think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be talking like this.
Yeah, I'm afraid
you wouldn't be talking about all that you do to help them.
I'm afraid you're already jumping
on that bandwagon. Yeah. You think they're going to go all the way.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I know I said before I think they're going to lose to St. Louis, but I think they're going to win.
Now, if they would lose to St. Louis, what's the deal? You're just going to come and say they suck?
Crushed. No, I don't ever say the Packers suck.
Right.
The Packers don't suck. But just be advised that if they beat St. Louis...
Nice to see this, you know, for me. It's not, I have to figure some way to torture you about this if they don't make it.
If they do beat St. Louis and make it to the Super Bowl, I promise you this. We're having a Super Bowl party this year at my house. Everybody's invited. We've not sent out invitations yet. But if the Packers are there, I promise you, I will be wearing my full Packers uniform. And don't forget that also includes my helmet.
Will you still have your Super Bowl party if the Packers aren't in it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're having a Super Bowl party either way.
All right.
But I forgot to mention that also, that I wear a helmet as well.
You wear a helmet. And all this for what? For the whole game?
For the whole game. For the whole Super Bowl game.
Boy, I'll bring a camera.
And I hold a ball in my hand.
That's good.
And I hold a ball in my hand.
Does anyone else get to touch the ball?
No.
No.
Just me. No. Well, Robbie, I'm sorry.
You're not going to actually handle that expensive autograph ball that you bought, are you?
No, that's my...
That's the ball you hold?
That's the Super Bowl ball.
And this helmet that you wear, is it full size or is it a comically small child's helmet?
No,
it's leather.
No, it's a real...
It's a leather helmet.
It's a real Riddell Packers helmet.
And
it's
you wear these cool things and you sit very still, all for luck. For luck, yes, for the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Now, what if you really, really, really had to go to the bathroom?
Well, I go to the bathroom and I go to the bathroom during a TV timeout or something.
I see. So and I don't find any of this to be...
If play stops, then you can get up.
And the football pants that I have, I don't know if you know this or not, they're real NFL football pants.
Uh-huh.
They got a zipper on them and they got a little belt on the front of them, so it's
so
easy.
So you can take a leak?
So it's easy to just go take a leak.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't find any of this unusual.
No. Thank you.
No, I don't. I mean, I know what it is to be a... I like to see this with you. I like to see you commit. I like to see you go extend yourself like I've extended myself with the Red Sox for all the years.
But I've hidden a lot of this from you guys. I mean,
you've hidden it because you're afraid to.
I know you know about, like, the lucky socks and stuff.
Right.
But you don't know
I never
it.
Knew that you were this passionate about the Green Bay Packers.
The helmet is new.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, yes. Oh, you know I'm...
See, but at least you know why I can't bust your balls about it? Because I was thinking, you know, that now I could get real payback, but the Packers don't have the history that the Red Sox have. The history of...
No, the Packers are winners.
The Packers have won championships.
Three.
They've won Super Bowls.
Yeah, three Super Bowls. I mean, they won lots of championships, but
that right there is the only way I could do it. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not going to beat St. Louis because I think that they have a very good chance of beating St. Louis. But after they do, if they do happen to lose, then I can give you a hard no. But I can't even do that.
No. It'll be okay with me.
You know, your torture of me with the Red Sox is a totally different
thing. Yeah, right, because the Red Sox never win.
That's right. Someday they may, but I mean, right now, I mean, I can't.
But I'm just telling all you guys right now, if Green Bay beats St. Louis, mm-hmm. and if they make it to the, well, then they'd still have to be. Well, if they beat St. Louis, they'll beat either Chicago or Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. It's not the championship.
The following week. But if they beat St. Louis, they'll beat whoever the next team is. That means that Green Bay will be in the Super Bowl. And I guarantee you that if Green Bay's in the Super Bowl, I will wear the entire friggin' uniform when you guys come over. As a matter of fact, I will even wear shoulder pads.
Wow.
You have shoulder pads.
Of course.
You own a pair of shoulder pads?
They are my son's shoulder pads from my son playing high school football.
So this will be a new accoutrement that you have.
Yeah, I've never worn shoulder pads with the uniform before.
This is good. I've always thought that I've always considered you to be somewhat of a fair weather fan.
For Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I lowball it because Green Bay's a team that so many people like to say, yeah, hey, I'm a Green Bay fan when they win and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I lowball it. Hell, you know, I named my kid Bart because Bart Starr came to see me in the hospital.
So that is, are you prepared to say officially that is your favorite football team?
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right.
You could ask anybody, listen,
you could support the hometown team.
Let me just say this.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
They are my favorite team. They are my favorite. I like the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite team is the Redskins.
Right.
I can't help it. I'm so smart about the Redskins. I knew they were going to hire Steve Spurrier.
Oh! Rub it in.
Watch Hello? It.
Honey, I know you're with the dog guy.
Yes, sugar.
Just one question.
What?
Nothing to do with our sex life like I wanted to ask you.
What?
Of all the NFL teams, who's my favorite? If I have to pick one, who's my absolute favorite team?
The Packers.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Are you ready for your pie in the face, Mike?
I certainly am. Okay. Looks delicious.
All right.
It's some kind of chocolate pie?
Standing up or sitting down?
How about sitting down?
All right.
How about sitting down? It is a chocolate meringue pie.
Mm.
This is because I think it was 2 weeks ago. I said on the Redskins pregame show that I thought Schottenheimer would be fired and that Spurrier would be named the coach.
You did.
Lots of folks doubted me. Mike doubted me. Mm-hmm. And we bet a pie on it, a pie in the face.
And a pie is a pie, and I am going to take my pie like a man.
Now, I'm not going to, with all the strength of 10 men.
Yeah, we don't want a nose breakage.
Throw it in your face, but am I allowed to squish it around a little bit?
Twist, yes.
Can I twist?
Okay. I don't think I've gotten a pie in a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. A good long time.
Here you go. This is for Steve Spurrier.
All right, one, two, three.
Yes.
Oh.
Laugh.
Oh.
Wow. In the classic tradition, he's got.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow, that was a good one.
Meringue all over his face.
That was a good one.
Oh, my.
That was really, really a good one.
Rob.
We'll clean it up.
Yeah, there's some pie on the floor.
You have a white face from the meringue and sort of a chocolate goatee.
Look at Buzz.
You have a chocolate goatee down here. It's very fetching.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good pie?
It looks good on you.
You look like Fess Watley after a party.
Oh, no. Well, I got to get the pie off my pants.
Oh, my God.
And this is a towel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, you're a man of your word, Mike.
You wear that well.
Way to go.
Damn it. I got pie all over my pants.
We've heard that before.
God damn it. I got to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles today.
Oh, you still
Maybe I'll keep the pie on my face.
You still haven't gotten your driver's license?
Smile. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, we're gonna break, give you a chance to clean up, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. It may take a while.
You really got me good on this. You know, that it's the type of pie, too, it's just adhered to my face.
It has.
But it's good.
He's wiping and eating.
It's delicious. Well, that's the usual with my
here
wife.
Again, yeah.
Wiping and eating, getting it on his pants.
Yeah, can we take a break?
Yes, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Oh, there we go.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Oh, no.
It's a wrong song.
No. Listen, you know what?
Let's just start this whole break over, okay?
From the top. Can we just please start it over?
I got the wrong song in the machine. I got the wrong tape going here.
Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company saying, hey, baby, could have phone in for me.
No.
Thursday at 4,
I didn't want this.
Knocking at my door singing, hey, baby, I'm your telephone and you show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can.
I like this.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
I do.
Sorry.
I think it's great.
Okay, let's take it from the top. Let's pretend you never heard that. Okay, here we go.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, that's a better one to use with a tape of the phone numbers. National 877-365-3636. DC 202-432-1067. New York. 877-692-1027.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Have I?
Providing a daily four-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. In the news over the weekend, yesterday, I don't know if you were watching, they put a crawl on the bottom of the screen that says President Bush... Mm-hmm. Recovering.
Yes.
President Bush doing well.
After fainting. After choking on a pretzel.
Right. And as it turns out, he was watching a football game by himself mm-hmm. in the White House. He was eating a pretzel. He choked on it, went down the wrong pipe, and he fainted.
Yeah.
His dogs, I saw him today on television as he was walking to the helicopter.
Right.
He announced that he was passed out, fainted on the floor. And his dogs were coming over and licking him on the face. Uh-huh. His dogs then, like, woke him up, and he went down, and he got himself fixed up. Now, he's got an abrasion on the left side of his face that he says was caused when his glasses broke.
Right. After he fell off the couch.
And yeah, he fell.
Now, we don't know if he was reclining, but I would assume he may have been reclining.
Mike, there's one way to find out.
Right.
Let's welcome in now, ladies and gentlemen... The most powerful man in the free world.
How are you?
George Bush.
How you doing today? Good to see you, Don. Buzz.
President.
All your people, your support staff around here. It's great to be here. You know, under circumstances that don't have to do with the serious issues that we face during the day. I just think that, you know, it's important for me to come out and reach Americans of all demographics. You know, the people that are the power brokers, the money movers, the shakers, the movers, and then those dumbasses that listen to your show, too.
Yeah, you almost pulled an Elvis on us yesterday.
That's not true.
Because, you know, Elvis fell off the toilet and fell face first into the shag carpeting.
I understand what you're saying. Now, there's never any danger. My doctors assured me, they said, Mr. President, we understand you fell off the couch, but there's no chance that you would have suffered any permanent damage because your airway was, in fact, open. And I'd like to reassure the American people that I'm capable of eating and watching a football game. That's why I brought these Snyder's of Hanover old-time pretzel sticks prove to each and everybody that I'm capable of enjoying a football game and watching anything on television. And I want to congratulate your Packers and everybody else who won that fantastic game
What
yesterday.
I'm going to do is hold up the sports section.
Son, I appreciate that. I'm a big sports fan. You know that? Did I mention I used to own the Texas Rangers baseball team?
We're going to hold up a gigantic picture.
Sure.
And you can imagine that you're watching a football game.
All right, that's good. We'll do the experiment right now so I can reassure the American people.
There you go. Here's a picture of Green Bay and San Francisco.
Here you go. Watch this. I got a pretzel right here.
Like you're looking careful. At the TV.
All right, everybody listen up.
Treat. It seems to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the football.
There it is.
Good.
I'm done. I think I proved myself.
You know that? The president
I proved
is
myself.
Fine.
Thank you for your applause. I appreciate that. These are so damn good, I'm going to have me another one.
Try another experiment.
You know,
don't push your luck.
I'll be on.
President Bush. President Bush.
Jesus Christ. God damn it. Help him!
Rob can
somebody help him! Somebody help him! Don't just look at it.
Lots,
eat it.
Lots are going out.
Lots are going out.
Rob!
You all right? Rob, help him. You all right? Get your hands off me, son.
Don't let him fall.
God though. Damn it.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least he didn't faint.
You okay, son?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, man, I love pretzels.
Yeah.
I love pretzels. The question, I was yelling at the TV, you know, when they were watching that game. I might have another one. I'm fine. I'm A-okay. Everything's just Jim Dandy with me. I'm your president. I'm here to do the duty.
Maybe it's because you were excited watching the game yesterday that went down the wrong
way. Patrick, Don, you understand me.
Oh, no.
President Bush. President Bush. President Bush, look at me. Make contact with me. Eye contact. Regain consciousness. Do not faint.
He's going down. He's going down. He's on the floor. The president is on the floor, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm turning effing blue. Holy. Oh, mommy.
Holy snot.
Laura.
Secret Daddy? Service has wrestled
Mamo.
The pretzel bag to the ground.
Mamo!
He's calling his Mamo.
Mamo! She can always lift me up. She's so big and strong.
Well, now, how come there's not like a...
Holy yes!
How come there's not a, just a parade of Secret Mamo. Service guys coming through the door right now?
Brian, where were they yesterday when he collapsed?
I mean, the president's on the ground. He's eating the pretzel. He's falling down again.
Oh, there it is.
I think you
man,
got it
look
out.
Look at that, man. Man, it looks like a marble.
Gooey.
Man. I got a hairball. Don, I'm down on the floor now.
Can you pick yourself back up, sir?
Yeah, I can. I'm all right.
Yeah, his health is fine.
Damn, I thought I was going to light the donut again.
Well, what is it about you and the pretzels?
I suppose it's my windpipe.
Uh-huh.
You know, I the doctor explained to me. I'll pass along to you, okay?
Yeah?
Doctor said, he talked all his medical jargon that I don't cotton to at all. He said to me, yeah, I'll try to translate the way I interpret it, okay?
Okay, please do.
Your throat's connected to your, your pie hole, your where your food comes in, right? And then the hole, you know, you take your food and you shove it in and then it goes down into your, lungs and then comes through your, your pancreas or something like that and then comes down into your little, hole that goes into your gullet. And then the gullet spits it out down into the, where you make your poo. And then that's how food's digested. And that's how we get our food and nutrients, be strong and stuff like that. So after you put it, sometimes on its way down to your belly, or, I think I got this right. The doctor said sometimes,
Yeah, you had it right. You put it in your,
excuse me, I'm sorry.
You put it in your pie hole.
Put it in your pie hole. It goes down into a tube,
esophagus?
That's the name of the damn thing. God, hot damn, boy. That's good. Good for you. Yeah, your president appreciates that. It's your esophagus. It's your esophagus. Uh-huh. That's where it gets caught. And it's where your what it does is there's a valve that switches on and off that keeps your food from going into your lungs. So it's like a little doorway.
Uh-huh.
And the doorway just kind of funnels the food up to your into your stomach. But if it swings the wrong way, like those western doors that John Wayne used to walk through,
yeah.
You know, what'll happen is your food will go down into your lungs and it'll puncture your lungs. You could die.
Wow.
Right?
Well, we're all so lucky that we don't buy eating every day.
But I'll tell you right now, I just say, this happens to me about 20 times a day. I just, I got a bad little lung thing happening, a little esophagus thing, and somebody said that what the hell is it? Your palate is deformed. My palate's deformed. I think that's what it is. It said, somebody said it happens a lot with years of cocaine abuse. That's what they said. I said, hey, son, I didn't do it that long. I just did a few parties. And they said that's why your thing shuts down, your hole that goes to your lungs and your stomach. And then, some people have it real bad where they gotta get a tube or something to put the food down in. And I don't know. I don't know this medical stuff. This jargon. You could ask me a question. I choked that. Lights went out. I was on my couch, and I put one of these bigger pretzels, one of these Snyder's of Hanover, went down there, and it got wedged in there. And I swear to God, lights went out, and I woke up. And my dog, one of them was licking my face, and the other one was humping my leg. That'll wake anybody up, son. I told him what for. I gave him a little of my western boot right on the side. He did one of the little yay like that, and I kicked him right out of the house. I said, you go out in the rose garden, Go water them roses, what you got.
We're all glad you're okay, sir.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got Fritos in my ears, man. I am so confused.
Be careful.
This is terrible. I'll tell you right now, though. I'm real concerned that the American people understand that I'm your president. I'm healthy. I'm healthy as a horse, and I might have a little problem with breathing before I chew my food completely. But I'll tell you right now, I'm here doing a job and doing it as your president. And I know that I'm going to continue to do a good job with the grace of God and the grace of the pretzel people, you know, Roll Gold and some of those other ones I like. And
Mr. Salty.
I tell you right now, son, I'm a junk food junkie. I like Doritos. I like Fritos, Lay's, Ruffles. I got up here, the Chesapeake ones with that crab seasoning they got on.
Oh, yeah, Old Bay.
Oh, man, those are good. I like Bugles. I do. I enjoy all of them. I tell you right now. That's true. I'm not going to say that, son. Boy, one time Daddy put some combos in my Duke. That's pretty. That's your own fantasy, you sick bastard. Wow. I'll tell you right. Who is that boy with the giant head over there?
What is that? Rob just feeds you that line?
Yeah, that's right.
One time Daddy put combos.
That's not true. That's a lie. Secret Service is going to be. I'll tell you right now, you're going to be violated, son.
Okay.
How'd you like to go over to Pakistan?
All right,
special ops duty for you over there.
President Bush, glad you're okay.
Always a pleasure, Don. I'm going to have some pretzels right now. Maybe I'll listen to your newscast.
Right. Have some pretzels. We're going to start the news show now with Buzz.
World where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
But Burbank.
Hey, right. Buzz, what is your what's your lead made up story tonight?
Well, first and the latest on the president's condition.
He's dry. He's a so.
Oh, no, it's happening again.
Which is constantly changing.
He's dry. He's dry as F.
He became a beverage.
That's going on.
He's going down. God, I hope he doesn't break his glasses when he falls this time.
I think I broke a vessel in my eye. Right, windpipe's open now. Door swung open again.
Good.
I'm doing fine.
Be careful, sir.
Hey, don't step on your glasses.
Oh, man. You know what?
Oh, no.
F. Look at that. Now I cut my foot. That went right through the boot. That went right through the goddamn boot. Look at that. What happens when you don't have onion dip.
Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
well done.
Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They broadcast the wrong time, dear. Don, dear, and Mike, dear.
Thank you, dear. Listen, goddamn, tons of stuff happening on the show this week. Wednesday night, hot flaming balls in action.
Go Balls!
Come see Don and my Gutter Balls, our semi-pro bowling team, as we take on Mr. 40 and his posse.
Yeah!
We're going to be in Bethesda, Maryland at Strike Bethesda. That's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Information, go to www.strikebethesda.com. Also this week, on Thursday after the show, we're going to Club Wet. That gay bar we promised we'd go to when we lost the bowling match to the homo guys.
We have to honor the bet.
We are going to Club Wet on a Thursday after the show.
Gosh, I wish we were better bowlers.
We will be bringing tape recorders with us, and you'll hear everything that happens at the gayest club in Washington, D.C.
We've heard many, many stories about this place.
Club Wet. Also, we have lots of Sony DVD players to give away this week. We'll get to that tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be telling you how you can win a Las Vegas-style show in your home. And I'm thinking maybe, if we can all work it out, I don't know what everybody's schedules are, but maybe the Saturday night before Super Bowl Sunday, like to give you a private pre-Super Bowl party at your house, what we'll do is we'll come up with a way to figure out to let you enter the contest, but we'll come to your house with the Las Vegas-style show. And since we'll be coming to your home, there will be none of those pesky restrictions that are put on us when we go to bars and arenas and concert halls to put on the show.
It'll be rowdy.
It'll be a private Las Vegas-style show for you and your buddies, hopefully the night before Super Bowl Sunday. Tell you more about that tomorrow. And, Mike, I blame you for this. Lewis the retard has been on hold on line number 2 for over an hour. I am not answering the telephone.
Good. Well, there's nothing I can do about that, Lewis.
Because the note that I wrote, the post-it note, as you can see, is still
no more Lewis. Well, I think it was an attempt to
you know, subvert the system by him coming out to see crap over the weekend. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. But then my post-it note from months ago has remained on my picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Good.
My lucky picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, another good luck charm.
Yes.
Well, he scared me the other night.
Lewis the retard?
Yes, he did. And he's gained a lot of weight.
Here now is Guy Friendly. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, well, President Bush is said to be fine today after fainting yesterday while choking on a pretzel.
Nice, Bush.
I like the CNN headline on the screen a few moments ago said, gagging on a pretzel. The president was alone at the time, sitting on a sofa watching the Ravens-Dolphins game with his two dogs nearby. Doctors say the pretzel must have stimulated a nerve that slowed his already low heart rate. The president says he was only out for a moment and that when he came to, the dogs were sitting in exactly the same places they'd been before the collapse.
Now, here's what the president was really doing yesterday, sitting on that couch.
Alone. Stimulating a nerve.
That's not a pretzel.
There we go. That's a ticket.
He passes out.
Bumble. Medical test after the incident all came back normal. The president's on appearances today in the Midwest and in Louisiana. He has just a small scrape on his left cheekbone and a bruise on his lip.
We almost lost him like Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
Michael Hutchins, that's the guy, the erotica...
Right, asphyxiation. Right.
And I saw Bush on television this morning, Buzz. I don't think I would call it a... How did they describe it on his face?
I just saw him on television. Maybe they put some makeup over it, but it's a small scrape on his left cheekbone, right about here.
Morning he had like a Gorbachev's size.
Well, really?
You know that thing that Gorbachev had on his head?
So he really took a header.
Yeah, early this morning, a large part of the left corner of his face was chewed up.
You ever wonder maybe there's any chance that Laura took a candlestick and threw it at him?
That might have been the previous White House. I don't know. Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you know, Mike was saying that before the show today. You think it's a conspiracy? Is it?
Well, he was alone.
Well,
yes.
So
well,
you never know.
We hear.
Even if they're making up a story, you know. You would think that they'd make up a better story. If they don't want to tell us what really happened, they'd make up a better story than making him look like such a D.A. saying that he choked on a pretzel.
Choked on a pretzel. Pretty funny just to picture that. But, you know, you never know. When he's alone, maybe he just went out. Maybe the lights went out. Maybe there's something more. You never know. Conspiracy.
No way to know. Los Angeles police say they've made significant progress in finding the killer of Robert Blake's wife.
Really? Have they,
how long has this gone on?
Will they finally get around to finding Robert Blake's address?
They say they're still not ready to name a suspect in the killing last May of Bonnie Lee Bakley. Police say they've studied videos, documents, letters, and photos, including nude photos of Bakley that she gave to lonely men in exchange for money and airplane tickets.
Baby.
And the fun part about seeing Rudy Giuliani on The Tonight Show this week will be remembering what Jay Leno once said about the former New York mayor. After Giuliani tried to set up a decency committee for the city's tax-funded art museums, Leno compared him to Hitler and called him a fascist. This week, they'll be face-to-face.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
That's what Jay's going to say.
That's what it'll sound like. This all happened last April, long before September 11th made Giuliani a household word and a beloved one at that. Giuliani's scheduled to appear with Leno Wednesday night of this week.
Well, you know, he shouldn't do that. He should remain loyal to Letterman. I mean, that way I feel like I do sometimes with guests on our show that Giuliani would always go on Letterman's show and do absolutely goofy, zany, crazy stuff.
Maybe this means Letterman gets to duct tape him next time he's around.
I don't know. And I was watching, a TiVo everything.
Right.
I was watching a TiVo of one Letterman last week where, man, he was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. That's what I like Letterman the best.
When he gets really angry at something?
When the show gets going and, like, the show's on the air for 2 minutes and already he's mad about something.
Right, right.
And he's got a bit.
Starts drumming.
He's got a bit he's doing like a desk piece, you know, with like wacky inventions or something.
New office products, was that the one? That, I saw that was horrible.
And it can't suck enough, and what he's doing is, I got the feeling he's describing who he's going to fire after the show. He's
really?
He's saying, well, if one more of these happens, then the decision will be made. The decision will be final, and I will have no second thoughts about. And he brings the bit out, and they, you know, it's a dog that licks your stamps or whatever,
that's it.
Like, and the thing, and it tanks,
horrible.
And the audience doesn't laugh, and he says, well, now The decision's been made.
I mean, he's gonna S-can somebody.
Yeah, it's all this double speak, and it's him just saying, "Oh God, tonight's show is awful." Yeah. I mean, I really feel bad. Can we please just turn the cameras off and start over again?
Wow!
But he's not doing it as a bit.
No, he's serious. No, he's Mr. Moody.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like the angry Dave when he doesn't like the show that he's doing.
The evil Dave.
Yeah, I like that.
Would you feel less secure if the fighter jets weren't still patrolling the skies?
Yes.
Those jets have flown 13,000 missions since September 11th, blanketing New York and Washington and other big cities and strategic locations. The first 3 months cost $324 million.
It's all right.
The Pentagon says it can't afford to keep them flying forever. Defense officials say they are waiting first, though, to hear how the public would feel if the flights were to be cut back or perhaps stopped completely.
Here we go. I mean, really. We have a short memory in this country. We really do. Amazing.
Let's just ask Dan Schneider for the money.
He
would keep the judge going. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, how you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I was just curious, Don, if I win the Las Vegas-style show for my house, are you going to show up in your Packers jersey and helmet and pants?
I promise whoever wins this, if we do end up doing the Las Vegas style show from your house on the day before the Super Bowl, the night before, if the Packers are in, yeah.
You'll wear the whole outfit.
I'll wear the uniform.
That's fantastic.
Good day to you, gentlemen.
Good day to you, sir.
Very exciting.
I think you might be more concerned about, like, naked chicks and
no, people want to see you in that outfit.
That's right. Something that might be happening at the
I like nudity as much as anybody, but I'd like to see that outfit, too.
Are we going to bring Dennis and Homo Joe?
Yeah,
we should.
The whole crew.
Yeah, wow. The real
Shiloh, everybody.
Yeah, the real Las Vegas show.
We'll
do it from someone's basement.
That's yeah, great.
Like we normally do a Las Vegas style show.
Smaller the house, the better.
Yeah, the lines at airports are going to get longer soon. By next weekend, the airlines are required by law to inspect all checked bags for explosives. Airlines can check for explosives by sending the bags through detection machines, have them inspected by hand, or use bomb-sniffing dogs. They also plan to make sure that no bag goes on a plane unless there's a passenger to go on board with it.
Good, yeah. Duh.
Again, duh, right.
Yes, yeah. Right. These days, even pilots can get into trouble. U.S. Airways pilot was taken into custody yesterday after making what are described as inappropriate comments to airport security screeners. The pilot has not been identified, and officials won't tell us what he said.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
That's all he said.
He was apprehended as he was about to pilot a flight from Philadelphia to Milwaukee. The pilot may be grounded and may face criminal charges.
I actually really heard what he said.
What did he say?
He was, his bags were being searched. It's no joke. And he said, why are you searching my bags when I can just crash the plane?
Oh, that'll do it.
F him.
That would do it.
That's a stupid joke.
That would do it.
That is a stupid joke, man.
He said.
That is no wonder he got taken off the plane. Did a lot of, and I guess a lot of people heard it, right?
Yeah.
Duh.
They're keeping it out of the news reports today, that's for sure.
No wonder.
In the final days of the energy giant Enron, there may have been some insider trading. That's the latest controversy about the company that suddenly went bankrupt, asking for help from Washington as it went under. Michigan Congressman John Dingell says the House Commerce Committee will investigate whether Enron executives got payoffs when they were allowed to sell off their stock.
Use his full name. Dingleberry.
You know, he changed it when he went to Congress. Yeah, but we know the full name, Dingleberry.
Dingleberry.
The committee will also investigate the reported shredding of documents by Enron's accountants.
Should be the Toes Dingleberry bill.
The company has a history of big political contributions, mostly to Republicans, but often to Democrats as well.
Dingleberry. A Dingleberry is funny, isn't it?
It is.
The idea of a Dingleberry. You know, basically a solid piece of stuff
that's hanging
from your butt hair.
Yeah. Right.
Dingleberry's funny.
My dogs get dingleberries constantly.
Oh, dogs are walking, talking dingleberries.
Constantly they get. This whole Enron thing, they really screwed people over because what happens is...
Who would have bought that stock?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
The guys who run this thing, they know that the company's going to go, 86.
Right.
So what they say is, well, listen, what we're going to do is we sell all our shares.
Yeah, we're going to get out before and screw everybody, the millions of Americans that invested in the company.
Right, but they're still going to keep the name of the ballpark in Houston.
Oh, good.
As Enron Field.
Something
like,
to remember.
You know,
about.
Where the Ravens play, PSINet Stadium?
Another company that went bankrupt.
Yeah, there's no PSINet.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. It went belly up.
But you drive into downtown Baltimore, and you see the giant purple sign on top of the stadium.
Right.
Welcome to PSINet Stadium.
Maybe it's a trend. Beware, MCI.
Buzz, hold on a second,
all right.
Please.
Okay,
please.
Hey, FedEx, look over your shoulder.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of, hold on just a second there, Buzz. Hold on just a second.
Oh, you still have to get an answer, don't you?
My wife just called during the break, everybody tells me.
Very good.
Rob.
Rob singing. Senor Misterioso is singing.
Hello?
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah, my boo-boo.
All right, here's what I wanted to ask you before.
What?
I guess I'll talk about the dog trainer thing tomorrow when I see the videotape.
Yeah, it was great.
But here's what I wanted to ask you. We had Leah on the show.
Yeah.
And we were discussing that she's in Stuff Magazine.
Yeah.
And that she likes talking dirty with Angelo when they're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned that, you know, I like they're talking dirty.
Did you ask her about your Scientology quiz?
No.
Oh, all right.
I just want to warn you that at some point this week, I've committed
ready
you.
Ready to answer the hard number.
You don't think you're going to tape me.
No. At some point this week, I've committed you to telling Leah something that you have said to me in the privacy of our bedroom.
On the air or in private?
Well, I've already said it on the air, but no. You have said when we've had joyous relations that you have actually said, I love your big bees.
Your big bee? What's your big bee stand for, butt?
No. You know, twig and berries?
Oh.
Your berries?
Oh, okay. That's...
Sometimes when you go to a baseball game, you'll see beach balls being...
Oh, all right. I got
you. All right. Didn't you say Harry, too?
Yeah, she said
I
that.
I don't remember saying that.
Yes, you have.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, you have.
Well, it's not true.
What's not true?
That's disgusting.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Have you or have you not? Just please be honest, because everybody was busting my balls about this,
so to speak.
No pun intended. That... You have said while we have been in the throes.
I don't know what I've said in the moment of the passion, but it's not like, it's not to be taken literally
repeated. But you have said, I love your big bees.
Oh, it's not, yeah, but it's not true. I mean, what I'm saying is you don't swear me in to the witness stand before.
No. Just all I want to know is just, and Leah wanted, she didn't believe me when I told her that you've said that.
Why would she believe or not believe that? I mean, don't people say all kinds of stupid things at the moment? You know,
that's what I was trying to. That's the message I was trying to get across to her.
No, I'll have to debate on whether I will lay claim to that statement.
Honey, come on, please. That's my credibility on the line here.
I have my image in the community to uphold.
Well, it's too late because I've already said that you. I've already said
no,
you said
no,
it.
No, you're a liar. If I.
I'm not a liar. Stop it. Stop it now. Come on. You've said it. Just say yes or no.
Respected mother.
Just say yes or no. You've said it. That's all.
I might have said that.
Thank you.
All right.
And that's why.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You're my favorite.
All right.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
I have my new favorite tape in the world. That tape is going to get. That's going to be burned pretty soon.
Clear them out right now. 877-365-3636. Call 100. Dial recklessly.
Does she have a favorite one? Righty or lefty?
Yeah.
Is there one that she says something to?
No.
Okay.
She refers to both of them.
I see.
As a set. They're a matching set. Matching set.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thank you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. England's Prince Harry is making headlines as the 16-year-old experiments with wine, women, and weed. The tabloids say Harry lured teenaged girls into the basement of his dad's country home for private parties featuring alcohol.
God save the Queen.
We've also learned that Harry's dad, Prince Charles, dragged him to a rehab clinic for a day last summer so his son could see drug addicts who started with marijuana.
Dad, don't bring me down there, please. I sound like Ozzy Osbourne.
Word is Harry hasn't gotten high since. Prince William.
Son, Camilla and I are going to bring you... Look at that man. Look at him. He's as messed up. He's a different guy to the rehab center.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy. I'm Prince Harry. My son wasted.
Mum is dead.
Oh, no. That's why I'm compensating, Daddy.
Prince William is reportedly angry at Harry. He's quoted as saying, he's my brother,
but he's
a bloody liability.
Oh, well, I say, screw you, Prince Willie. Harry's wasted again.
In sports, Marty Schottenheimer's out as coach of the Washington Redskins. Former University of Florida coach Steve Spurrier is officially in.
Yeah, I got pie in my ears.
As predicted, Spurrier will reportedly get a 5-year deal worth nearly $25 million. Schottenheimer's contract will be paid off at the full $7.5 million remaining.
Sweet deal for Marty.
Skins owner Dan Snyder cites irreconcilable differences for the firing.
Hey, if I was going to get $7.5 million, I'd have irreconcilable differences, too.
Schottenheimer's agent says he is now available to coach another team.
Hey, he'll be double-dipping.
And finally,
yeah,
outspoken former NBA star Charles Barkley is still speaking out, this time about women. In the latest issue of Stuff magazine, he says, and I quote, I don't like any women sportscasters. I don't like women doing sports. It just bothers me. I have no reason. It's just because they are women. He also says he doesn't want women in the army. But he says he does like women on Temptation Island. He says he'd be on the show if he had a better agent. Quoting him, I want to be around a bunch of naked-ass girls. As for his former team, the Chicago Bulls, Barkley calls them the worst in the league. He says he figures general manager Jerry Krause only has the job because he, quote, must have pictures of his boss's wife having sex with a monkey.
That's a great story, but Charles Barkley never played for the Bulls.
I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, that's okay.
He still says they're horrible.
No, they are horrible.
And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back. Sorry,
no! Yeah, that's it. We gotta go. Barkley played for, I know this drives you crazy, he played for Phoenix, and he played for Philadelphia.
Okay.
That's who he played.
You would know that. I wouldn't.
There you go. Michael Jordan is the one who played for the Chicago Bulls, but he's right about the Bulls. They suck.
Michael Jordan plays for the Wizards right now.
Yes, he does.
And he's getting a divorce.
Yes, that's right, and Juanita might be on the show again.
It could happen. All right, listen, tomorrow I'll tell you about the Vegas-style show that we're going to be giving away at your home. Also tomorrow we'll start giving away DVD players. We'll give one away every day for the rest of your life on the planet. Also tomorrow, our big money contest. We didn't get around to that today. That'll be tomorrow. And at some point, the showdown between Leah and my wife and my BHB. Now, call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, come on, speak to us.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, and what is your name?
My name is Emily.
Emily, where are you from?
From Seattle.
Emily, you've won the Blockbuster Game Pass. Head to your local participating Blockbuster store today. You get a Blockbuster Game Pass. The pass gives you a rental every day for a month from Blockbuster Video.
Great, thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you for listening in Seattle. It's the buzz and the dial position on the station is 100.7.
The buzz?
Yeah.
100.7 FM in Seattle.
You were looking at me like I was supposed to know that.
And, those two dopes in front of the Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
They're going to be on Regis. Regis and Kelly were talking about them today.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
You guys are hot.
So, I don't know. I don't feel like calling him up and sending him another lap dance just to get us mentioned on Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, could pull a practical joke on him, though. Regis could call him. Maybe right around the same time Regis is supposed to call.
Okay. Good idea, Saheem. Hey, you. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you.
And thanks to TV's Leah Remini, who was on the show today. Her program, King of Queens, on the CBS TV network tonight. That's it. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir, Pie Man.
Rob?
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind? Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make
set with my
job. All right, see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.